Say, let me have the other one again.
That Chinese? did Steven just say something Chinese?
Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me, somewhere over the
rainbow.
Birds fly over the
rainbow.
Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Vegetables, a lot of people are scared of them. Take potato, a lot of people would peel it. A lot of people will cube it. I don't like to. I just like to put it down, bang, two halves. In the pan, potato stew. It's a bit simple, it's a bit sexy. Tiny
Mike, how sexy am I?
Well, raw. You can have it in a sausage
Daisy?
Salad. You can have it in a sausage sandwich. You can have it in whatever you like. You can have it with a cup of tea.
Daisy, how sexy am I?
Very. Very, you look good. You look really, it's good. You're really nice. You look nice, you look nice. And because you don't want to look like you've made too much of an effort. You know what I mean? Good.
I changed my shirt.
Sir, can you put your hands in the yellow circles, please?
Smoke you!
Wrong answer.
Be careful, R2. He made a fair move. Screaming about it can't help you.
I have it. It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
But, sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
It's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
I see your point, sir. I suggest a new strategy, R2. Let the Wookiee win.
Hey, brother. What's happening, my main man? Right on. Scotch.
Straight up?
Yeah, give me the whole bottle.
Tell you what. You bend over. Now shove it straight up your ass.
On the rocks, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to do.
All the shadows in the city used to love you, what a pity. I miss the questions you used to ask me. Bored to death, cut mad and lonely. Bored to death, cut mad and lonely. Bored to death, cut mad and lonely.
It's time for Nowhere and Mulberry. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is I, the J-Strom, here to welcome you to a world of film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it. Yes! Man, I'm fired up. Aren't I, Bill? How's it going?
You sure are.
My friend.
We've become a world.
Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
Well, you're welcome. We do
fire it up, fire it up, fire it up.
We are without Steven the pop culture zealot. I'm very upset right now, Bill. He couldn't.
Yeah,
make
but
it.
He tends to make us sleepy.
Yeah, he couldn't make it this evening. Damn it! The show is without its full members.
Our well, I saw that he went to see U2 in concert.
Yeah, the quartet is broken, Bill. Is what I'm saying.
Hmm. See that, he'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be back. In fact, we'll call him tonight when we get back from the break. We'll have that weird, awkward phone call we do every once in a while.
That's always fun, when he can hear one of us.
And you want to know something funny? Is I'm using Steven's headset, because mine, which is 4 years old now, since the very first episode of Nowhere Mulberry, has started to disintegrate on my head.
Last week,
the foam part that goes over your ear fell to pieces. Like, I took the headset off, and I was went to the bathroom, and I was looking. I was like, what's all this black shit on my ears? And it was like foam. It was just
Do you
like,
have, like, acid sweat on
yeah,
your ears?
Yeah, I think just over the years, the natural erosion happened. And Steven was like, use my headset till you get a new one. I was like, okay. But Steven has one of those Lobot from Empire Strikes Back type headsets.
Oh, I hate those.
It wraps around the back of your head. Right now, I am so goddamn uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's not
they are really uncomfortable.
I should have just worn it on my head all week to get used to it, because now I don't know if my mic's in the right place around my mouth or anything.
No, you sound great. I don't hear any snoring or predator snorts. It sounds good. Wait a second.
No, but Steven, we'll call him later. Bill, I'm really excited. We have all sorts of great shows to talk about, like the season finale of Hell's Kitchen.
I was taken by surprise. I had no idea it was this week.
I know. It just kind of snuck up on you. And what I think they did is they had two more weeks, but baseball and all that stuff on Fox.
They pumped it out in one night.
Yeah, which I don't mind, though. It was actually pretty cool. But we also have some Tool Academy, which everyone loves, Bill.
Everyone loves the tools.
It's gold. Tool Academy is pure audio dynamite gold.
It really is. Every week you think they can't get any more toolish, and then they whip out their toolbox and become even more toolish.
It's just like, wow.
I'm really shaken up from this. I need some weights and a chicken sandwich, stat.
Exactly.
I do miss Big John, though.
You know, when he left, there's kind of like this drop ratio dropped a bit on the show that we couldn't get as many good ones.
Well, now it's just a bunch of squirrely, annoying tools.
Right. I'm hoping that the hillbilly tool steps up a little, you know? He's really got
stew.
A fill a stew. Him and his girlfriend have so many studs on their faces. I don't see appeal of those studs. I don't
get it. At first I thought the studs on the girl's face were like stickers, but are they always there?
I think so. They're like, what it is it's like cyborg pimples.
It's robot acne.
Robot acne, yes, that's what it looks like. Oh my gosh,
is there medication for that?
I guess like the liquid metal starts to work up over the skin or something.
It's like mercury poisoning.
Wow. What are we talking about? I don't know. But yeah. Hey, Bill, let's mention the Mulberry Book Club. We will be recording a show, let's say, next week sometime.
That's good for me.
We'll find the time to do it, and it'll be great.
I'm really looking forward to this one. While I read it this time, I took intensive notes, and I think it helped with the memory retention.
Right,
definitely. You know, something happens and you write it down, and I just really, really loved Wizard and Glass.
I
think it's the book that we've been waiting for in the series.
Oh, totally. I mean, we'll talk about it more on the show we do, but it's basically when you're dropped hints about things from the past through three books, when you finally get to hear it, it's awesome. You know, it's like, finally, what we've been waiting for. So it's pretty exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Smoke
you! Huh? Oh, smoke you. That's a futuristic taunt of some kind, I think.
I thought it was a smoker from Left 4 Dead.
You remember, like, in Fifth Element, he says smoke you, and then the cops, like, beat him up or whatever. So I'm thinking in the future, that is just bad words to say to the cops. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh.
But, Bill, tonight we have a live studio audience. Let's say hi to them. Hey, studio audience. Hi! Wow.
Wow.
They're pretty lively, aren't they?
That's a change. Normally they're just quiet and passive.
I know. So as long as you only say hi to them, they should be okay and responsive. If you ask anything else, they won't answer you.
They get confused and shut down.
Yeah, they won't say a word. So we'll just, go from there. Right, audience? Hi, audience! There they go. Now, Bill, we have a couple of voicemails. Of course, we have a Rick review of... I don't believe we said it last week on the show. We didn't make it official, but after the show, we decided it would be Drag Me to Hell. So Rick will have a review of Drag Me to Hell. But first, we have an Adam voicemail. Let's check it out. What do you say?
Adam's becoming quite the regular also.
Right. What Adam does is, he listens to all of our previous shows on Mulberry Old School. So he'll call up every once in a while when he hears something that kind of amuses him about those old shows, which I don't mind that he does that because honestly, we got no feedback back then from anybody.
Yeah, so, it's nice to get it now.
So like, there's like 100 episodes of the show that no one ever said shit about.
And it's funny too, because he'll bring something up and then we have to try and figure out what he's talking about.
Oh yeah, totally. He'll say something and I have no idea what he's talking about because it's so long ago, but it makes me want to go check it out. So let's go ahead and check out this voicemail from Adam.
Mulberry guys, this is Adam, listening to the Mulberry Old School, show 72, comes to the DVD segment, and Bill just rips apart The Holiday with Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black. How could he do such a thing? I love that movie.
Wow, I've never seen
it. I know it's terrible, and then maybe
do
I
you
shouldn't.
Remember that, Bill?
Maybe it's a guilty pleasure.
No.
Like on the Hollywood Saloon. But I love it. And thanks for ripping it to shreds back in 2006 or 7 or whenever the heck it was. But I've been trying to get Ross to watch that movie forever, and now he's never going to see it because you guys just ripped it 3 years ago. But anywho, I just thought I'd call to say you guys made me feel like a complete idiot for liking that movie.
No, Adam.
And I guess I'm going to just call it a guilty pleasure movie, even though I always thought it was... pretty good. But anyways, I'm a sucker for the rom-com, and I'll be talking to you guys later. I just downloaded episodes 70 through 125 in one night, and so I'm just, like, ripping through them.
Holy crap.
I'll be talking to you later. Bye.
Wow.
I honestly, I think maybe this holiday was such a bad experience for me that I've totally blocked it out.
But
I don't remember it at all.
Do you even remember saying anything about it on the show even?
No, no.
Neither do I. I mean, Adam, don't feel bad about it. If you like it, you like it. To each his
exactly.
own. Exactly. And honestly, I've never seen the movie, so...
I like plenty of garbage, you know, it's...
Yeah, I like romantic comedies and stuff. Hell, I'll even admit this, and, you know, I'm telling you, it's hard for me to admit this, Bill. In fact, I don't want to admit this, but a couple of weeks ago, they had a Stars free weekend, you know, the channel
yes.
Stars, and the Jane Austen book club came on. And listen, I was like, hey, we have a book club, I'll check this out.
Wait a second. There's a movie called the Jane Austen Book Club?
Yes, there is. It's got Maria Bello in it. It's got Shannon from Lost. I don't remember her real name. Maggie Grace.
Yeah, she's friggin' hot, though.
Yeah, so and she's a lesbian in the movie, too, Bill.
Awesome!
So I'm sitting there.
Watching that.
I'm watching this movie, total chick flick. I'm serious. It's women discussing Jane Austen books, and at the same time, their real lives have the problems that the characters do in the different books. Sounds pretty nauseating, doesn't it?
Wow, yeah.
I sat through the whole thing, Bill, and I was like, well, that was pretty good. And I was like, thank God no one's here. No one will know. Ever. Ha-ha.
I'll kick your ass.
Huh?
I can't, off the top of my head... The only romantic comedy that isn't really that good that I can think of that I like a lot is a French film called The Valet or Le Doubleur.
Oh, I've heard of that, where the guy's picture is taken near the model, the hot model.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I guess she's dating a respectable CEO, and he can't be caught with her. And so he sets up this valet to... look like he's actually dating the model.
Right.
It's really funny, and it's very charming. It's a very good... Well, it's not very good, but it's, you know...
Yeah. It's
a decent romantic comedy, makes me laugh. It's a cute movie.
Honestly, I'll watch most any movie that's on, you know, cable or something like that. And occasionally
sure.
I'll see a romantic comedy. So you never know. I'll watch The Holiday, and I may even enjoy it. Okay, Adam? I don't know how I'll watch it because it's probably not on Blu-ray, and I'm a HD snob, as you know, Bill. So
I think in the midst of like the holiday hatred, I was kind of in a Jack Black
saturating the market.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that time, 2006, 2007, where Jack Black was in everything, and now Jack Black's in a romantic comedy trying to play the straight man, and it's just like, what in the hell is this crap?
Do you think you'd even seen the movie at the time? Like, maybe we were just, you know, sometimes, like, when you're doing DVDs, we'll just make fun of a movie we haven't even seen,
I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I remember my sister was watching it, and I watched it with her. And it was really painful. That's not my sister.
That's Chewy. Oh, and hi, audience. Just want you to know we know you're out there. Wow, they're so enthusiastic.
That actually cheers me up.
Well, yeah.
Too bad it's not real.
What? Bill, the illusion. It's been destroyed.
Oh, okay. I'm
sorry. Why would you do that?
I'm so sorry.
Let's go back. Say hi to the audience, Bill.
Hi, audience.
Yeah, it's all back to normal. good time.
Why do they sound exactly the same every time they do that?
I'm not sure. I don't know, Chewy.
I'm glad that we have Chewy in the audience.
You bend over. Now shove it straight up your ass.
Huh? Oh. Wow. That's crazy. So, Bill, are you ready for Rick's Drag Me to Hell review?
I am.
And I got to say, I still haven't seen the movie. Haven't been able
to.
But I'm going to take Rick's review to heart. And if he says he doesn't like it, I will never watch the movie.
Oh, no.
Let's check it out.
¶¶ Aaron Mulberry. It's Rick again.
I'm back.
Yeah. I'm a bit sick this week, as you might be able to tell from that chesty cough right there. Yeah. But
chesty.
I'm feeling all right, besides the cold. I've had a good week. I haven't drank a drop in a week, so I'm feeling pretty, pretty sweet. And I've lost a lot of weight, so I'm going to keep it up for a month, and yeah, we'll see how we go. It's pretty gay, though. I can't wait till it's over. I'm going to have so many drinks. So many drinks. And then send you a voicemail. Drunk. Really, really drunk. Okay, drag me to hell this week. I was scared. I saw the preview and I was like, I don't want to watch that. That looks too scary for me.
Oh, Rick, sorry.
But I've got to watch it, so I'm just going to press play now and we'll see how we go. Okay, I just watched the opening where the boy gets dragged down to hell. He's just a little boy. Why does he have to get dragged to hell? I don't know. I think he's just a bit too young to be judged. That's just me. I'm pretty sure when he gets down there, they're going to be like, what? He's only like 10 years old. Send him home. He's too young to be in hell. What is it? Oh, who keeps making these mistakes? Demon Gary, is that you? Mate, come on, wise up. He's just a little boy. And apologize to his parents for slapping him around. That was uncalled for. You know how some movies, they say the title of the movie during the movie? If they do it to this, I'm going to cringe, because I don't know how you can use drag me to hell in a sentence without making it sound weird. Personally, I cringe every time I hear it being done. What can I think of?
Yeah,
that movie, The World Is Not Enough. You can use that as the title of the movie. I don't care. It's a shit movie anyway. But when it comes and they say, the world is not enough, I just cringe. You know, there should be a rule against that. Do not say the title of the movie in the movie because it just drags me out and ruins the enjoyment. Although you couldn't ruin the enjoyment of The World Is Not Enough more than it already ruined itself, if you know what I mean. Already it's so gross with a lady, the old lady coming into the bank, putting her teeth back in.
Whoa.
Just something gross about that.
Yeah, I'll say. What the hell was
so
that?
So gross. The sounds is gross. Your teeth don't make that kind of sound when you put them back in.
We get
I should know. Well, I shouldn't know, but I don't think it should. Holy crap, that was intense. It was a pretty good fight scene in the shit inside a car. And very, very, very creepy. Who would have thought a hanky could scare you? Hanky, look out. Scary. And is it me, or does the main chick look like a young Melissa George? I think she does. They might be like long-lost sisters and they don't even know it.
Yeah,
don't go up her nose. Don't. Ah, went up her nose. Why? Why? Well, then it goes in her mouth. Oh, stop it. Don't do that shit. It's really gross. Stupid fly just wants to get in her, if you know what I mean.
Oh, holy shit. What a nightmare. Friggin' shit all over her. Bugs and... Oh, that's gross. Oh, what the... Oh, man. Man, this is just disgusting. Man, that's nasty. No, don't kill a cute little kitten. Go get a chicken, because then you can eat it afterwards. And chicken tastes delicious. Cat's rubbish.
And then the demon, and he starts to do a dance. I'm a demon. I like to dance. And when the old woman, she... passes out and stops breathing. He gives her about 7 compressions and goes, nah, she's not going to make it. Man, is it just me or did he give up way too quickly?
I'm going to get some.
That line cracked me up. Funny ass. Oh, no, it's the hanky from hell. Ah! Man, that's one powerful hanky. Look out. Ah, drag me to hell. The end. As you can tell, I enjoyed the movie. It was a fun watch. No regrets this week, because, you know, it's been a while since I've seen a good movie.
Drag me to hell!
Wow, that was...
Wow.
That was the review?
I guess it was.
Nothing about subtle nuances or anything?
No, Drag Me to Hell lacks subtlety. As you can tell by the middle of the voicemail when Rick is about ready to vomit.
I can tell. Those sounds were grossing me out. But Rick, thank you so much for the review and the crowd. Say hi to Rick, everybody.
Yeah, hey, Rick. And later on in the show, we will pick a movie for you to watch, and maybe it'll be The Holiday. Or not.
That might be interesting. Smoke you!
Yeah, smoke you. Well, Bill, let's go ahead and get into entertainment. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's do it! All right, a couple of movies came out this week. The one that I'm most interested in is Spike Jonze's Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes.
Of course, based on the children's book, as everyone knows. And, you know, they've been plugging the hell out of it. I see the commercial, like, every commercial break, you know?
They really have.
So, are you excited to see it?
I am. I've been very impressed by the trailers and the commercials and... It looks like it's going to be good. You know, certain movies you get a feeling with, like, that doesn't look so good. This looks good.
Yeah, it does. Just the production values, the look of it is so unique.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you remember this, but I don't know if it was a year ago or 2 years ago when they tried to, in the press, to bash the movie. Like, this movie's a disaster. From these pictures on the set, the movie looks ridiculous and all that, and... Remember, I don't understand why they were trying to do it, but some of those Hollywood rags were trying to say the movie was this huge disaster.
Yeah, and that they were trying to pull it away from Spike Jonze and all that, and that they wanted to replace the puppets, or not the puppets, but the monster suits with CGI and all that, and they're all completely wrong.
Yeah, it was all BS. And it,
yeah, the only thing that was CGI is they accented the facial expressions.
Right. It doesn't look like from those pictures that they show that you saw way back then that they changed anything.
Really. No, they didn't.
So basically, I guess my point to all this is when you read news stories now or entertainment stories about movies that are coming out soon, it's all BS. Really?
Yeah.
It's all just a bunch of crap.
I don't know why I do it. Almost every week I check that Nikki Fink's Hollywood Deadline site, her blog, yeah. And it's always like this speculative bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it. She's such a hack, but I can't help myself.
It was funny when on Entourage a couple of weeks, Ari said something about Nikki Fink. Do you remember that? He called her some kind of hack bitch or something. I can't.
Oh,
remember.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Pretty
I don't
funny.
Think anyone likes her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stories that I don't understand what purpose they serve at all.
Smoke you!
What are you talking about? I don't understand that. Main thing I want to know is it's caught my interest Where the Wild Things Are, but will my daughter want to see it? My 5-year-old daughter? I have no idea.
I have a feeling that she's too young for it to really quite grasp the concept yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Because she's such a well-behaved little princess, and this movie's about like a kid with a broken family who doesn't, you know, he's acting out and he's trying to get his. Well, I guess he's not really getting his shit together, but he kind of falls into his own kind of world. And
right.
I think it's... Is that one of the wild things?
I think so. I think that she... If a lot of fun is happening, she'll be interested. I mean, if she could sit through the Star Wars movies...
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, I've heard some things like parents worried it'll scare their kids and stuff like that, but who knows? There's parts of every, like, kids movie that'll scare you. And, in fact, there's nothing wrong with being scared, honestly. Like, recently I rewatched The Wizard of Oz, Bill. When I was a kid, that movie scared the shit out of me.
Oh, me too, yeah.
And it would come on TV every year, and that witch would always scare me, but we'd sit there and watch it.
Yeah, I would always have nightmares of the witch and the tornadoes and all
like,
that.
Don't let your kids watch Drag Me to Hell, but maybe Where the Wild Things Are is okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, I think it's funny that Rick even admitted he was afraid to see it, to watch it, you know?
I've never had that problem with horror movies, but I know people that have.
Right, certain movies I like to watch with other people, or, you know what I mean? But some I can
sure.
watch by myself, some horror movies. It just depends.
I guess if I think it's almost like a roller coaster. You got to get on and just start watching it. If you think about it too much, you chicken out. You
know? Exactly.
Like when I rent Drag Me to Hell, I'll just have to stick it in and start watching it. You know, and should I watch this by myself? Or what if somebody gets me? What if the gypsy lady comes after me? You know, you just have to realize it's a movie, right?
Yeah.
That Sam Raimi is a chucklehead and everything's going to be okay. You know? And, you know, let's talk about this other movie called Law Abiding Citizen.
Now that I want to see.
It looks interesting. Jamie Foxx's hairline always bothers me. So, you know, it's just like this weird helmet cut hair. It looks like it snaps
on. I've seen that a lot. Exactly.
It goes,
in fact, the Steelers head coach, Mike Tomlin, has that same, like, stenciled hairline.
It's like Lego hair. Like, it just snaps on. I think he's a Lego.
He might just be a Lego.
But this movie looks interesting. I mean, it's like a revenge-type movie with Gerard Butler. But it's like the trailer throws me for a loop. Now, all of a sudden, he's some kind of puppet master pulling the strings from prison where people are blowing up and stuff. So I don't know what the hell is going
on. Supposedly, he's like a spook. So, and he has connections through things, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Is he some kind of like ex-Navy SEAL or just some kind of ex-spy?
I have a feeling he's like ex-NSA or something.
Oh, I gotcha. So he has men that will do anything for him that he used to serve with or something?
Yeah.
But the reviews I've seen, like a Rotten Tomatoes, weren't that great. But I saw Roger Ebert enjoyed the movie, even though he said parts of it seemed preposterous, what he could pull off, you know, the explanation of it. So it sounds like it's a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to seeing it, actually. This is a pretty good weekend for going to the movies.
Yeah, totally. I'd like to see that. Now, I just saw the trailer for this new Mel Gibson movie. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but it's one of those father whose daughter has been killed and goes to get revenge against the bad guys type of movie. You know, movies that we're suckers for, right? You got to love the revenge epic.
Yeah, Edge of Darkness.
Edge of Darkness. And it's nice to see Mel Gibson acting again, isn't it?
It is.
Because I always think he's good as the intense kind of psycho guy.
There's a great line that really kind of fits with his whole persona right now at the end of the trailer where he says, you have to decide whether you're the one that's on the cross or the one banging in the nails. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was a great line. That's awesome. So I'll definitely check that out. I can't think of
It's what's crazy about that is it was a terrific BBC miniseries.
Right.
And it was actually directed by the guy that's directing the film remake, Martin Campbell.
Oh, Martin Campbell, the guy who did Casino Royale.
Yeah, and
No Escape.
Didn't he, what else did he do that I can't think of?
He's great at action.
He did GoldenEye
Right.
Yeah, it's a terrific series. I think the thing it's most well known for, though, is Michael Kamen and Eric Clapton did the music for it.
What?
For the original BBC series.
Oh, and wow, Michael Kamen has passed away. They ought to just use
it. It's a terrific, it's a really, really good miniseries.
I heard the same thing about the Russell Crowe adaptation. The State of Play I heard was okay, but the miniseries was so much better.
I never saw the movie, but I have seen the miniseries, and it's really good.
It's interesting that they're making these, you know, they'll make films out of like these BBC type miniseries, you know?
That's actually the Yates, David Yates, was the one that directed State of Play, the miniseries.
Okay, he's the guy who did the last Harry Potter, or the last two,
yes.
I believe. That's cool.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see Edge of Darkness. When does that come out, anyway? Because it's like one of those that they just put the trailer online, so it could be a while.
Well, yeah, it could be like summer, maybe 2010, I'm thinking.
But
if it's, you know, Mel Gibson, kind of a bigger movie.
Well, Bill, what do you say we check out what's on iTivos?
Let's check it out.
All right. Oh, hi.
All right, not hi.
I guess they thought I said hi or something.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Hey, we see you there. Let's go ahead and get right into Hell's Kitchen, the season finale. You know, I'll just kind of gloss over the first hour when Ariel was eliminated, basically. And I guess it was close between the three, and she just kind of messed up the most during the dinner service, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I guess that was what...
It's just one of those things of you had to be absolutely perfect.
Right.
And if you weren't, you were gone.
She kept second-guessing herself. But again, we had more of cocky Kevin talking about it's in the bag for him, you know?
I am the winner of Hell's Kitchen era.
So let's check out this little montage of this episode. And it starts out with Kevin and Dave. They go do the little... I mean, what would you even call this? Where they go on the roof and there's a crowd of people and they both... do the challenge or whatever where they cook meals and then they taste it. But that crowd of people, are those like friends of and family of people on the crew? Where do they get all those people from?
I think they probably do like an extra casting call. Like, we need people here at this, you know.
Because there's those women who are like, hi, Dave. And it's like, they don't know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. They get told who they are.
Right, it's just kind of funny, you know, when they obvious setups like that. But Dave, he won the challenge in the last episode and this episode.
Yeah.
So he kicked some ass, I thought.
He did. He and I think it was funny that the first challenge with the three chefs, Kevin's like, oh, I totally could have won this if I wouldn't have forgot my sauce. It's like, well, you did, and
oh,
you
yeah.
did lose.
His chocolate mole.
Chocolate mole.
Oh, and you know what was cool about that is Dave had never made Indian food. He just kind of guessed it.
I thought it was funny that he's like, okay, which do I choose? If I was going Indian,
I
would have went chicken or seafood. Because right. he's like, well, I'll do pork. And the guy was like, well, pork is actually not good for Muslims, and that's, you know, kind of India. There's a lot of Muslim population. He's like, oh, so.
At least he knew not to do cow, I guess.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. He's like, well, I thought about something, and I thought that they worship cow.
Yeah.
Like, the Indian guy's just like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay. But he made the best meal. It tasted the best.
Yeah.
So that's good. Let's go ahead and check this out and listen to Dave the Robot. Let's do it.
Scott, yes, the special deliveries, are they here yet?
Yes, Chef, they're right up front.
God. Okay, let's get this stuff out, please.
This was so obvious, Bill. Didn't he know what they were doing here? There's a special shipment of stuff.
At this point, we're getting down to business right now. Got a lot of work to do.
The special ingredients that I brought in, yes? Make sure you're happy with it.
Don't sign for until we see what the hell we got.
Yeah. Let's go. I said they were your key ingredients, yes?
I didn't see a biggins on there.
I hope my big ass off this truck, man.
Selection number two is Robert.
Robert.
Rob had a hard time in Hell's Kitchen, but I have confidence in Robert. He's a great chef.
Hell's Kitchen is
good,
moments
Dave.
Away from opening, but Chef Ramsay.
All right, Dave. Kevin, 2 seconds, please.
Has some unfinished business.
Right. There's something that's been bothering me.
That's so stupid.
Oh, this is not
good.
Oh,
my God, what
There's
is
There's something
it?
Not quite right.
It's changed his mind.
Holy crap. There's something not quite right. You both are running your kitchen tonight. So if you're going to act like head chef, you have to look the part. But now you will.
Thank you,
Jeff. Great. Get upstairs. Get changed. Yeah,
thank
and come down
chef.
With those jackets on.
Chef, you're the man.
Here we go.
It feels insane to have the executive chef coat on.
Big time, brother.
We started with
He's really roboting tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Now it's down to two of us, and I'm going to take this thing all the way. I've got so much heart and soul that I put into the menu.
Oh, you do?
Good job, guys. I like that callback.
He's a robot
heart. It's time to show everybody what I've got.
Everybody's a chef in this kitchen.
Dave is relying on Robert on appetizers to get his service off to a good start.
How far out on a risotto?
Two and a half.
I would love to put out the first appetizer ticket.
Yes, sir.
This is my last night in Hell's Kitchen. I'm going to bring the pain, you know?
Another 30 seconds. Okay.
I heard that. I'm going to give them the Robert that everybody loves. The moving. The shaking. The fast feet. No matter what the ticket was, I'm going to bang it out.
Thank you, Robert. All right, boss.
Yikes.
Happy with it?
Robert, you are my ace in the hole. Work out risotto's coming in like cream.
All right, bro.
Oh, Scallops, yeah, bro.
Please, Amanda.
How long?
Give me 2 minutes.
Please, Amanda.
Yes, chef.
Look at me.
Here, yes,
concentrate.
Chef.
Concentrate.
Yes, chef. Amanda's scallops are sinking us, and we're headed to the pooper.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Right now.
Then we go on the entree.
Oops. So we got left for mushrooms.
Go easier on us. Hope you're careful.
Make sure it's right. Come on, guys. You're moving so fast.
Thank you.
That's got a lot lighter.
Yeah?
Why does that change color? I can't see any mushrooms in there, except a few sprouting mushrooms.
Chef.
And it's not the same risotto that you were sending half an hour ago. We're sending a completely different dish.
But we were down on mushrooms, and he told me to put less in there. I said, just don't go crazy with the mushrooms.
He didn't use a little less mushrooms. He went to using almost no mushrooms.
Give me one risotto with more mushrooms in it.
Damn it, Rob.
Chef, I didn't even get to seeing that yet. I would not have sent that out.
Dave was just covering his monkey ass. He looked like Nixon.
I'm not a crook.
Robert, I'm not around right now. Everything has to be perfect.
Oh, you done crossed the line, my friend. So now I must with you. And I love stirring up.
Give me this.
Go, bro.
Come on, Robert.
Oops, you dropped it. Looking like a horse's ass. That's your problem.
Tonight, every good review.
No, Robert, no.
Some a little more than others.
That's the Araxi tickets, yeah?
Guys!
Yes, chef!
Oh, this is great, Bill. It's for the Araxi chef, okay?
Is it rare or medium?
Don't ruin it. Where's that medium rare beef? Let's go!
Medium well or medium rare?
Listen. Medium well. No. Medium rare.
He kept calling out different temperatures. I don't know what he wants.
Come on, man. Get it together.
I know.
Ghana's coming up for a beef. Let's go right now. Come on.
One beef, one lobster. Garnish to the pack.
That beef is mid-well. I told you, medium rare. Damn it, Amanda.
What?
This is for the guys at a Rexy restaurant. You cooked that medium well.
Kevin, I'm going to point out that you actually got it wrong yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I've known people who get rare meat, and I don't understand why.
I tend to prefer it a little rare.
Right.
I don't know. It tastes more like meat.
Do you like it bloody or,
No. Well, a little, like a little strip of it in the center. I guess that would be medium rare.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it medium, medium well. And sometimes if something's too pink, it makes my stomach turn a little like.
Yeah. I can understand that. Some people just don't have there's a different texture.
It's like, it's just the idea that I might be eating something that's not cooked all the way bothers me, you know? I don't know.
I can understand that.
It's kind of scary. But, yeah, I like how Kevin, I don't understand why he's putting the weight of everything on Amanda, you know? First of all, when they picked the teams, didn't you think he did a bad job of picking them?
Oh, he picked the absolute worst teams. They were probably the most inconsistent people in, and you know why that was? He chose the worst people so that he could shine.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that Dave picked Ariel first because he won the challenge, but he could have picked Robert next, or the pickings were kind of slim. I was surprised Tennille wasn't even there.
Yeah, maybe she was just too upset. I don't know.
But, I mean, Kevin honestly didn't have a lot of chance because Dave, he just has so much heart and soul, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he had a simpler menu.
I've got so much heart and soul.
Yes. But
it's like the Tin Man.
Let's go ahead and reveal who won Hell's Kitchen, Bill, because I was really excited to find out who would do this. I don't know.
So was I.
I mean, one thing is good. What you said is Dave had a simple menu. He didn't, and it looked like Kevin was doing all this fancy stuff. Everything
it was
just,
like, really kind of arrogant food.
Right.
Simple cooking is best.
Exactly, oh. Robot Dave. Dave the Robot, everybody. Let's check out what happened. Well,
Kevin, Dave, are you ready?
I am ready.
Talk about ready, a build-up to opening a door. Yeah.
On the count of three, turn the handle. One.
Sounds like there's a bomb.
They're trying to cut the blue wire.
Three.
Oh, it exploded.
I can't believe I won. And it's a dream come true.
James the Robot!
In a state of shock.
Kevin, hold on.
There was a moment of defeat.
Didn't Kevin seem like he had some sour grapes there?
But
oh, yeah.
Took a deep breath, put my head back up, and the first thing I thought about is, I'm going to show my kid it's okay.
What a loser
Never
looks like.
Never stop dreaming. Hold your head up high and know that you did your best.
I've been in so much pain for so many weeks.
Oh, dang.
I had to fight so hard to stay in the competition, but I wouldn't change any of it. This is the most important thing that's ever happened to me in my life, and I'm just so grateful to have earned Chef Ramsay's respect.
Welcome.
That means more to me than anything else.
Hey, what up, man? Dave has a very natural ability and a very sophisticated palate. He fought through excruciating pain and excelled and went on to win Hell's Kitchen. He's going to be an amazing asset to the Roxy Restaurant Bar in Whistler. I'd like to wish him the best of luck.
Whistler.
Honestly, I don't think you'll need it.
And you know, Bill, they even had a fireworks display outside the restaurant.
Amazing!
Yeah. It didn't look animated at all.
No, I didn't think it was CGI at all.
I love that. You can even see the restaurant kind of shaking on the backdrop.
Yeah.
But when they were like spraying champagne everywhere, like all over Dave, I was like, you're going to short him out, you morons! He's a robot! I was waiting for it to go...
Maybe there's a high enough alcohol content not to bother the electronics.
I have confidence in Robert.
Oh, well, good. Because, yeah. You know, they did their best to make Robert look like an asshole, didn't they?
They really did.
They made it look like he was trying to sabotage him just for, like, criticizing him.
You done crossed the line, my friend.
Give me a break.
Cross the line.
Oh, don't cross the line with Robert. Bobby!
There's a line has been crossed.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, but there's something about Kevin that just drove me nuts. I don't know if it was his bald head or what, but...
No, it was just his attitude. He had that, you know, he had that Boston attitude.
Yeah.
And the way he said scallops.
Scallops!
It seems like a serious business.
Yeah, it is. Totally, Dave. And, you know, as I was watching that, just every once in a while, he'll hit a word perfect.
Yeah, dead on. No enunciation at all.
And it just cracks me up where I just start laughing like, man, how does he do it?
Everyone hated Suzanne.
Suzanne. Yeah, he does that. Wow.
I'd love to know how he, like, goes in and out of the robot voice.
But it's so silly how they're like, there's just one thing, guys, something that I've been thinking about. They're like, it goes to commercial and they're like, oh, no. Like, what is it you think he's going to do?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I've changed my mind. You guys aren't the two finalists anymore. Bring back Tennille and Ariel. Now, what did they expect him to say?
That's right, everybody. Tennille's back.
Yes, he's back, everybody. No. But when I really was excited for Dave because we've been rooting for him because we love his voice. We didn't want him to get eliminated because we need Dave the Robot every week.
I don't know what we're going to do now without him.
I know. I'm at a loss, but
When you know, I was reading. It's kind of crazy. He doesn't get that job at the Iraqi until the 2010 Winter Olympics.
Oh, really? So he's not even going. Yeah. He's not.
No, he's working at like the place to work at in New Jersey before he went on the show. Now
at the Iraqi restaurant in Whistler, British Columbia. You know, I always like how they say that every time.
The Iraqi restaurant. Like, what the hell is that
in Whistler?
I've been in so much pain for so many weeks.
Oh, Dave. Aww. Take some aspirin. Don't use your arm for like 6 weeks. Heal that sucker up, for Christ's sakes. Wow.
The Iraqi place looks pretty impressive. You know, I looked at their website, and it looks nice.
It looks pretty fancy.
It seems like a serious business.
Well, yeah, it is.
Totally. Totally, Dave. So you better not, you know, don't party too hard, all right?
The night is not over yet. I hope the robot can
ski.
I want Ariel.
What? Dave, I think you're engaged to be married, and I think she has a husband, doesn't she? Wow.
She's not stomach turning ugly. I would throw her out of bed.
Yeah, I don't like that slick back hair thing she does. It's all.
No, that's.
I know why she does it, because she's cooking over hot stoves and stuff, but.
Yeah.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
What are you talking about?
The pooper.
So, Bill, before we go to break, let's talk about the Tool Academy. Yeah! Right? Tool Academy.
The Academy of Tools.
Academy of Tools. And, okay, I focused on this one part of the show because I thought it was interesting how everyone got really excited over this generic-looking flat-screen TV.
Oh, I know. I think it wasn't even a Vizio.
It's like it's some kind of LCD, and they kept, you know, it was a flat-screen or it was a plasma. It's like people just call it.
It was one of
those
Chinese off-brands that you can buy at Walmart.
Yeah, it was a Daewoo or something like that.
And yeah, I think that's Korean, but close.
So basically what they're doing in this contest, you know, they do it every week and whoever wins it wins something neat, like a date. And it's not really a date. You go to a table outside and eat s'mores or some crap or eat cheese and crackers.
It was a conjugal visit date.
Right. That's what it is.
They called it the conjugal room. I'm sorry, but if it's I'm not going anywhere near a conjugal room.
Yeah.
Was it used last season and was it cleaned?
And another thing is, how is it a conjugal visit room if there's also cameras because they're making a TV show, you know?
Yeah.
But basically what happens here is the men have to tell their girlfriends that how to put this entertainment center together in this basically a living room setup. And whoever gets the plasma, the fancy flat screen on the display first, you know, you have to complete everything else. You win. And not only do you win the flat screen, you win a night together in the conjugal room. And what's funny is Dre P and his girlfriend, who seems to be really ghetto all of a sudden in this episode.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She's like fighting, shoving other women and stuff.
Chest bumping.
Yeah, chest bumping. Going, oh, shut up. I don't want to hear what you have to say and all this stuff. So they're kind of in the lead. And then another couple starts pulling ahead of them. And it's really hilarious how just the sour grapes they have. So let's go ahead and check this out. It's awesome. And maybe we'll hear from the British lady, too, because I love her fancy talk, Bill.
In this challenge, you're going to be putting together an entire living room.
What? Wow.
Gentlemen, you will have the instructions while your girlfriends will be doing the assembly. Your boyfriends will have to guide you through the construction without physically helping you.
Wait a minute. Nicole has never put anything together in her life.
Good communication is a must. After each piece of furniture is constructed, you must place it into the room. Add your finishing touches. Flowers, candles, make it homey. Now, as you can see, there's only one flat screen television. The final step is to place that TV into the entertainment center. Whoever has the whole room put together and the plasma screen in first wins the challenge and the flat screen TV.
TV wasn't enough.
This challenge will also get a date
in the conjugal visit room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The magical visit room is the room where you can get freaky if she'll let you.
Go!
I will be watching this challenge to see how well each couple communicates under pressure.
A lot of different languages. Hold
Let's
on.
Find English.
Okay.
You'll be quicker on your knees, babe.
I can't. I hate manual labor.
Where do I put it? What do I do? What do I do?
Back left corner.
Back left corner?
Haha. Okay, come on. Let's knock this table out. I kept looking around, and I saw Dre and Leah, and they were, like, going to town. I want a flat screen, baby. We need one in our apartment, don't we, Leah?
Hell yeah, we need a flat screen.
All right, now here comes the fun part. And I look over, and I see Dre P.
Hells
and
yeah,
Leah. They're, like,
screen.
In the lead almost, man. They were getting done. Good job. We're going to do some nailing, and you done for real. We are so close
for
to first,
realsies.
Baby. And then to know
real.
We don't get a TV and a conjugal visit. Oh, I need it. Dre P and Leah's table's already up, and she's finishing up the entertainment center. Nail the rest of the nails in the top. Oh, my God.
What?
Nothing. Just put the nails in, baby.
Go get it. Go, go, go. Go, babe, go, go!
Dre P, you cannot run for the TV until all the parts are used. Leah, you are not done.
ADR, wait, wait, wait. Take it back, huh? Take it back.
Dre P, put the TV back.
This was
not
done in
cleared.
Post.
And back to your car.
No, not at all.
He had to run the TV back and set it down, and then I find out that I had three nails that wasn't put in mine. So it's next to neck again. Come on,
awesome.
Shay, use those nails anywhere. Use those nails anywhere, Shay.
This one's so bad, I can't even put it in.
I'm
got it. Go. Go. I got it in. Go, man. Go. Go.
Yeah. Woo. Tyler and Shay win the challenge. Congratulations,
uh-oh.
Guys.
I can't believe it. Hey, man. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Thank you so much.
You've both proven that you have strong communication
no
skills.
Flat screen now.
And not only have you won a flat screen TV, you've also won an evening in the conjugal visit room.
This is definitely my turn to take charge and for sure. And I'm going to show Shay how much of a man I am. And then I'm going to give it to her like that, baby. It's gonna be good.
What?
I can't believe
what?
It.
What?
We put it down. I came back. He cleared us. That's bull.
The bull, man.
She was done.
I believe that Dre P was kind of a sore loser. It's all competition out there, you know what I mean? So we're all fighting for our girlfriends.
Hey, good job. You guys did great.
Man, quit talking to me, bro.
Hey, please. Please.
No! What the hell was
you
that?
You two bitches need to sit on the sideline.
No, dude, look at your entertainment center. It's put together wrong, bro. Even if they were got all the props on the table, I don't think they would have won it anyway. The shelves weren't in the right place.
Should have ran down there and punched him in it, grabbed the TV.
Oh, that would have been good.
Man, I wanted that Emerson TV.
That Emerson? Wow.
I want a flat screen, baby.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. Wow.
Is that Emerson
flat
or Sansui?
I love how his girlfriend was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, we need a flat screen.
Hell yeah.
But the way the Stew said that just cracked me up.
It's put together wrong, bro.
Bro. Wow. And basically they got eliminated on this episode. Dre
they
P
did.
For Dre P's outburst. Just horrible.
The was way it his outburst or was it her outburst?
Oh, yeah, they were just, I think that she was putting the other women in danger.
Yeah, I think she was. Man, quit talking to me, bro.
Oh, yeah. So it was good to get rid of them. And who was the other couple? Was it the guy Frank, I think?
No, it was Dan.
Dan.
The one that always lied. The one that said, all right, I effed her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he never attempted to do anything.
And then he told his girlfriend that he screwed some other chick, too.
And remember, the problem was he couldn't stop lying. Remember,
yeah.
It's about communication, and she's like, okay. And he's like, well, and he's like, I can't talk because I only lie about everything.
Yeah, and he's lying up a storm, even to the point where when he comes out,
right.
He's lying to her, and then one of the girls tells him that she hopes he gets hit by a bus.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, that guy was a total. He really was a tool, wasn't he?
He was.
I love how he comes out. Well, what did they say? He's like, well, you know, it's just like, whatever. Let's just go home, okay? And she's like,
yeah, I love you, baby. I want to go home with you.
Oh, that did sicken me when she was like, okay. And they're like, no!
You would think that these girls would learn.
Yeah.
But no.
Get freaking.
They really need to do a female Tool Academy.
No, I know. They need to do something where it teaches the girls that they can find somebody better.
Yeah.
Wow.
You two bitches need to sit on the sideline.
Hey.
Wait. What? Watch your mouth.
This one's so bad, I can't even put it in.
Oh, that's what she said.
Just rub some Vaseline on there.
Wow. What do you say we take a break and we'll be right back?
All right.
Let's do it.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
Lunchtime.
Yeah, so much.
Lunch. Aliens.
We're cosmic kids.
New from Chef Boyardee. Little aliens and robots. And flying saucers.
And rich pasta shaped like us.
Good food for active earthlings. Hey, great. Chicken. Take that out of this world. There is intelligent life on Earth.
Cosmic Kids, in tomato sauce with meatballs and now chicken flavor.
Good food for active earthlings.
Home is where the heart is, where you got your start, where the sweetest part is. Feel the warmth of my mama's kitchen. Taste the goodness of home.
Welcome
home, welcome back to Kentucky Fried Chicken. A little bit of home in your hand. Never too far, so come as you are. Kentucky Fried Chicken is home.
The shredded wheat nutrition in Kellogg's Mini Wheats helps me win the race. But the kid in me thinks the tasty side takes first place.
The data shows the shredded wheat is very good for me. But the kid in me finds the frosted side a delicious discovery.
Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats. Shredded wheat nutrition you want as a grown-up. Delicious frosting the kid in you just won't give up.
The nutrition in Kellogg's Mini Wheats deserves a spotlight. But the kid in me thinks the delicious frosting is really out of sight.
Next, how to make chocolate milk without making a mess. By Marvin.
Messy Marvin's more like it.
For delicious chocolate milk and no mess. One, I always use thick, rich Hershey syrup. Two, stir well. And three, it's always delicious. So remember.
Oh, Marvin.
Good old-fashioned Hershey syrup in the no-mess bottle. It's delicious.
I'd like to meet you, but I'll bet you're hoping for a hunk. And all I've got to offer is sensitivity, intelligence, and charm.
I'm drinking milk, though, and for the next couple seasons, I'll be working out.
Milk's about the best thing I can drink right now to help me build strong arms,
powerful legs, and a broad chest. And when all my work is done, will you love me just for my body?
I can live with that.
Milk, it does a body good.
You say, Mom, can I have this? She says, that's a no-no. But, Mom, you know how I feel about those. But, Mom, and don't go asking your father. But, don't, but, Mom, it's a Jell-O pudding pop snack. She said, fine.
Those fun six colors, red, orange, yellow.
What's the matter, Rabbit?
Nobody will give me any tricks.
I will.
You will?
Be very quiet. We don't want with my big brother.
Oh, boy.
Fruity Trix colors. Raspberry red.
Lily yellow.
Purple.
Orange.
Colorful Trix.
Patty, don't you know?
Yeah, Trix are part of this complete breakfast. And Trix are for kids.
Oh, Pac-Man, I'm beat.
And I'm hungry.
Thank goodness for new Pac-Man pasta from Chef Boyardee.
New Pac-Man pasta?
Mmm, little spaghetti shaped like us.
Delicious.
And because Chef Boyardee's packed with goodness, it's great for when we have to eat and run.
New Pac-Man pasta from Chef Boyardee. With meatballs, without meatballs, or chicken flavor.
Thank goodness for new Pac-Man pasta.
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee.
Here's some news the Noid won't like. New Domino's Pan Pizza. Fresh from the oven and delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. Domino's Pan Pizza. Thick crust, generous toppings, smothered with cheese. Sorry, Noid. Call for new Domino's Pan Pizza. Nobody delivers better.
Hershey's Kisses have big, big chocolate. Little Hershey's Kisses have big, big chocolate. Little Kisses have big chocolate. You're gonna love.
Look!
Bringing kids our Power Pack. No, Siri.
But Shredder wants it.
We must take that power.
Yeah, let me have it.
Let's give it to him.
Oh, no. The Ninja Mesh.
Shout out, dudes. It's Crunchy Ninja Mesh with Ninja Marshmallows.
A Power Pack Crunch. Part of your balanced breakfast.
Tastes great.
Now we crunch you.
Turtle Power.
Adventure beyond the imagination, with one writer who towers above the rest. Experience the ultimate fantasy series, Stephen King's Dark Tower, available where books are sold.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. My hair used to be a joke. Dry, split ends. Then I discovered Pantene. Pantene has this pro-vitamin formula that actually strengthens your hair from inside. It's incredible. Even with everything I put my hair through, it looks so healthy, strong, shiny. Listen, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
Pantene, serious care for beautiful hair.
You'll see.
Time for Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley Spearmint? What is Wrigley Spearmint?
Well, it's pure chewing satisfaction.
Data, please. Cool and refreshing. Chewing enjoyment goes on and on.
Analysis?
Wrigley Spearmint is pure chewing satisfaction.
Yeah. So how come you never talked to me before?
Wrigley Spearmint is pure chewing satisfaction.
I'm gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have me some fun.
Smoke you!
Hey, what does that even mean? I want to know what smoke you means, Bill.
I'll have to look it up on the translator of bad movie to English dictionary.
Now, Bill, we're going to call Steven and see what he's up to. How does that sound?
All right.
Now, I just want to know... Steven! It's busy?
He's a busy man.
Oh, bummer. All right, let's try that again, shall we? One more time.
He's in the chat room. Don't disconnect me.
Yeah, I won't disconnect you. This was supposed to go way smoother than this.
Steven, get off the sex line talk.
Yeah. 976. And are you still there, Bill?
Hello?
Hey. Bill, are you still there, too? Hey, Steven, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Did I put Bill on hold? Damn it. Or Bill... Bill, are you still there? This is a disaster! Oh, wait, hold on, Steven. Hey, Bill, you there? What the hell happened? Wait, hold on. Bill, are you there?
Maybe.
What the hell? Steve, are you there? Shit! What the hell's going on? Invite to conference. There we go. Christ. Bill, are you there?
Yeah.
Steven, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. This used to be simple. All you had to do was call somebody, they'd answer, and everything would be fine. Now there's all these pop-ups, like, add to conference, put on hold, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm doing a show, and I can't, you know, whatever. Just connect the friggin' phone call, you know? Steven, you've completely disrupted the show. It's all
you called me.
It's all on you, Steven. But
I was sitting here politely in my room listening to the show.
Awesome. How's the show going so far?
You guys sound great. It's awesome.
Is the mic close enough to my mouth? I'm using your headset, Steven.
You got to remember, I'm listening to it through a laptop speaker. So I mean, you guys sound good for a laptop. You know.
Does it sound like Bose? Maybe? Like an orchestra in your head?
I got my Bose head. Yeah, my headphones.
Yeah, I bet it sounds awesome.
There you go.
Oh, Stephen, the audience would like to say hello to you, Stephen.
Hi, audience.
They're really happy to see you.
Oh. You guys are having fun in town. Sounds real fun.
Yeah,
I wish I could be there instead of freezing in Nebraska.
Oh, wow, Nebraska.
Where in Nebraska?
I'm just outside of Omaha, some little town called
Omaha, somewhere in Middle America.
Now, Steven, I got to ask you, were you excited for Dave's win on Hell's Kitchen?
I was. I really thought he was going to win anyways, you know.
I've got so much heart and soul.
I didn't think it was a big shock.
But you were happy for him, right?
Oh, yeah.
He has a lot of heart and soul, Steven.
He did have heart
Simple
and soul.
Simple cooking is best.
Simple's cooking is best, exactly. Do you think Kevin is a total
tool? Robots don't have taste buds, so they got to keep it simple.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true. He's a cyborg. He could have a human tongue in there that's being
he
grown.
Does.
Yeah.
And he has a very complicated palate.
Now, what
sophisticated.
Steven, what did you think about that part where they tried to make Robert look like a dick through editing where he was sabotaging Dave?
Yeah.
Do you think that was real?
No. Something else happened, you know.
Yeah. They did that cutaway where he had the smirk like he was looking evil, and it was like totally not in the same context. It just seemed ridiculous.
I have confidence in Robert.
Oh, well, good, Dave. So he had confidence in him, so that was okay.
So did you see U2 in Omaha?
No, I saw him in Dallas, and then I flew out Tuesday morning.
Oh, all right.
I skipped a day of work.
Ooh.
I was going to say, I didn't think U2 went to places like Omaha.
Well, they're in Norman, Oklahoma, so...
Yeah, they travel everywhere, every major city, right?
Well, I guess they have fans everywhere.
Because I almost thought about going down to Norman on Sunday and going and seeing them again, but...
Yeah, you got better things to do, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out in Omaha.
Hey, we're in Omaha. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Is that close to Elkhorn?
You know, I've actually been to Omaha before, Stephen. When I visited Vanessa, when Vanessa got married in the Air Force, her husband lived in Omaha, and I visited her, and it was just like, this place is a shithole.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went to the shittiest movie theater in the world to see Apollo 13. And it was like the worst sound you've ever heard and worst projection. And I was like, and I was with my dad and he goes, this is awful. I'm going to go complain. I was like, what are they going to do, Dad? Where are they come in here and
he's
fix
gonna
it?
He's going to go out and complain and they're going to shrug and go, we're in Omaha.
Yeah. It's like, dude, we're.
This is the best we got.
Yeah. We're going to
move to Omaha, everybody.
Yeah. It's like, what do you expect them to do, Dad?
Delaware. Hi. I'm in Delaware.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, I've been to Delaware, and Delaware's actually pretty fun. You go to, like, Rehoboth Beach. I like Delaware.
Rehoboth Beach. Nice.
Yeah, Rehoboth Beach is really nice. Got the Dogfish Head and all that. I mean, it's even Salisbury, or is that Maryland?
Oh, that's where they created the steak, right? That's where they invented it.
Yes. Yes.
You don't cross the line, my friend.
No. Sorry.
And plus, they've got no income tax in Delaware, which is awesome.
Oh, totally wicked cool. Now, Stephen, I have to ask you if you got to watch Heroes this week.
Yes, I did watch it this week.
He had to think about it for a second.
Oh, we're on some kind of delay. That must be what it is. A special
no,
guest.
No. I, when I got home from U2, I actually watched it.
You're like, shit, screw U2. There's a new Heroes on the DVR.
Man, just what I need to finish off my night. Carnival.
I was watching it while I was packing up to come here, you know.
Nice. Well, how excited were you to see Ernie Hudson, huh? The fourth Ghostbuster.
So very
Winston
excited.
Zedmore.
Yeah, what was it? Winston. Wow. And you know what? The cool thing about Siler, remember he came up out of the ground in the last episode? Now he doesn't know who he is, so they're doing another amnesia story. Remember season two when Peter had amnesia, didn't know who he was? But now Siler...
All of a sudden, Heroes is a soap opera.
Right. See, Siler...
Isn't that like the, one of the cliched stories never to do?
Right,
amnesia.
Yeah. Amnesia. But do you notice now that he has amnesia, he has bangs in his face to show how, like, disheveled he is? Like, I don't
emo
know who
bangs.
I am. Let's just... Hey, let's check out... Steven, you check this out, too. I won't hang up on you, because it was so hard to get you on the phone in the first place. This is very special. Ernie Hudson.
My sex chat line was kind of busy. So.
Oh, that's what I thought.
900 man lady.
Man lady.
Whoa, Wookie hotline, huh, Steven?
Yeah. Hot Wookie love.
Hot Wookie love. Nice. Hell, I'll call that.
You bend over. Now shove it straight up your ass.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Hang up on that party line,
that's
Steven.
That's a little too much.
Yeah, I'm on the Wookiee party line.
That's We're a little too much for effort for casual party.
All right, no more pooper humor, and let's check
yeah,
out
please.
Ernie Hudson questioning a Siler with amnesia. This scene is, you know, a lot of times we describe things as painful on the show. This did cause me physical pain. Let's check it out.
Hand on the table. Palms down. Where's Dr. Gibson? I sent her home.
But no, she was here. She said that she came here to...
She was here to tell us who you are. But now we know that, Gabriel. You're a watchmaker from Queens who murdered your own mother.
You said watchmaker?
I also said murder and mother. Now hands on the table.
I didn't do anything wrong. I would kill my mother. I would never...
That's a big tweak.
What are you doing?
I'm going to use this interrogation room for interrogation.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get a confession
Makes
from
sense.
You about how you killed your mother.
I didn't kill anybody.
And they're going to throw you down a hole forever.
I don't think that's how it works. Nice glass breaking. You know that's good, right?
Did Ernie Hudson get amnesia and forget how to act?
Whoa. Hey, Steven. Calling Ernie out, huh?
Poor Ernie.
Yeah.
Ernie seems to be a bit of a mother lover.
The Heroes School of Acting.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to act on this show. You know, you're just supposed to deliver your lines.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want to, okay, you remember the very first episode of the season, I honestly was just joking around about the Guitar Hero was an allegory for lesbianism or, you know, exploring, you know, experimenting in college or whatever, and they've turned it into that storyline, and then, you know, I've since read about it that Hayden Panettiere or whatever her name is, requested that storyline in the show, which is fine by me. Hey, it makes something interesting. I'm not going to shoot this idea down. But...
She's a creative genius!
Yeah! But I...
Okay, she wanted to kiss a girl, and she just didn't want to be thought of as gay, so it's for the movie.
No, she wants to kiss a girl on TV to make her image look more edgy.
Edgy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Such acting. Let's go ahead and check the scene out. I thought it was rather awesome. And you know what? I honestly was pissed off when the scene was interrupted by the sorority girls knocking on the door. Because I was genuinely into the scene with her having that awkward moment where she didn't know what to say. And they bailed out a natural moment with this stupid knock on the door, didn't you think? We wanted to see the awkwardness. Yeah. I wanted to see how Claire felt about it. If she was genuinely intrigued by the kiss or repulsed, what did she feel? But no, the show bailed her out by having somebody knock on the door. Let's check
this
out.
And I'm sure that's the last we'll hear of it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
I didn't say you did.
But you were thinking it, weren't you?
Gretchen, you were the only one there.
Why would I do something like that?
Oh, yeah,
maybe because I was making new friends. Maybe because you wanted to expose my freakiness to everyone.
Do you actually realize how ridiculous that sounds?
I saw what you've been looking at on your computer, the stuff about me.
Lesbian porn?
What were you doing snooping on my computer?
Oh, yeah.
Wookie porn.
I wasn't snooping. A book fell. The computer turned on and I saw it.
A book jumped off my shelf and begged you to invade my privacy?
Yes, it did.
So I Googled you. So what's the big deal?
I saw the stuff about Annie, too.
Oh, my God.
Can you honestly tell me you had nothing to do with it?
Wow. That stuff that happened to you really messed you up. You're a crazy kind of paranoid.
Paranoid? No. Paranoid is... This is a pattern.
Any
the Annie thing, the accident tonight, the computer, the speed dating. I mean, talk about me much?
I get nervous talking about myself. You're just more interesting.
Natural.
All I wanted was a normal life. And I trusted you.
I didn't kill Annie. And I'm not stalking you. Okay, maybe I'm a little bit stalking you, but it's not what you think. It's just...
It's healthy stalking.
I have a crush. I'm crushing on you.
Say what's something. With the music? All of a sudden it's Friday Night Lights.
Oh, what? No!
Claire Bennett, Gretchen Berg, please accept this bid to join the Psi Alpha Chi Sisterhood.
They totally cock-blocked Gretchen. Or,
those bitches.
But, okay, what about the development that the sorority girl was invisible and she was actually been on the show the whole time? We just didn't know she was in the room.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Did you love that she pushed the girl out the window? And Bill and I were trying to figure this out, Steven. What did her pushing the roommate out the window have to do with anything? How did that move Claire towards a carnival in any way? It didn't. I don't understand.
What I'd like to know is why they felt the need to show us every scene over again with the girl in it.
Yeah, she's standing there like the smirk on her face like, you don't know I'm in here.
I'm so evil.
I know how to get you to look at her computer. I'll move this book off the shelf. I would have been like, holy shit, I'm getting out of here. This place haunted.
It's haunted.
Get out of there, clear that shit. Don't open that door.
I'm telling you, there's an invisible black girl in my room.
Get freaking.
Oh, an invisible. Dude, that is an awesome horror story waiting to be written. Invisible black girl. But seriously, I thought it was funny. Okay, this is what I want to know. Okay, there's this carnival of a family, and this girl is a member of the carnival, I guess, right? How did she become the leader of a sorority of the college of that Claire was joined?
She's been working at it.
Travels all over the place. But what, she can't. We'll never say.
But I mean, she's not just a member of the sorority, isn't she? Like in charge?
Yeah, she's like the. I don't know what the hell you call that.
How did they get her there?
They had an invisible black girl.
Yeah. I noticed that you're not following the proper
head of the sorority and put her in place.
Huh?
I'm a black girl.
Oh,
it doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just—I
wonder if she likes juice.
Wow.
I know I do, but I mean that's part of
like a cold cup of juice.
Okay, this is what I want to know. Was she okay? Was she already in the college, the invisible girl, and then? Claire happened to join that college?
You know what? If we think about this too hard, our heads are going to go all scanners.
I want to know!
It's like we're trying to rationalize the irrational.
I
they don't
juice.
Think about this
juice
shit.
Makes
the
me
writers,
happy. Nothing like a they, cold cup of juice.
That's the invisible black girl.
They bought in my juice! It's in my...
Oh my God, she's coming at me. Oh, she just disappeared. She can do anything to me. I can't see her. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to throw some juice in the air and I'll land on her. I'll be able to see her and beat the shit out of her with this lamp.
Genius. She's like the hollow girl.
Hollow girl, yeah.
I love juice. Juice makes me happy. Nothing like a cold cup of juice.
I just don't want to see the disturbing scene where she rapes Rhona Mitra.
Oh, that'd be kind of hot.
Good word.
What? Am I not the only one thinking it?
Oh, Bill.
I hate manual labor.
Huh? But seriously, in Hollow Man, when Kevin Bacon, I mean, what the hell's going on? He raped somebody? The movie's no fun anymore. What the hell? Sick, demented shit, man.
It is.
Wow.
Get freaky.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what the girl was thinking.
Yeah. Invisible Man. Wow. Yeah, you said it, Chewie.
Invisible Wookiee?
No, Steven, let's do another show with you. Are you hanging in there, or do you need to go?
I'm still here, yes.
You need to get back to your Wookiee stuff? I don't know.
It sounds like the MGM lion.
Yeah, it does. No, that's a cougar, I think.
Oh, that's a...
It's a Wookiee cougar. All right. I want to talk about Dollhouse, because this was a very scary episode, because it was all about...
scary bad.
It was all about a serial killer. No, that's not
laugh
funny,
it up,
Chewie. Okay, Chewie. No, but there's this creepy guy. He's like a... what you would call a serial killer. He likes to paralyze women with... what kind of dental stuff was it?
He had like a whole vast box of paralyzing shite. I don't know what the hell it was.
But you know, the coolest part about this is that Colonel Ty was his uncle.
Yeah, that was. I was waiting for him to go, oh, Ashi.
Oh,
yeah. There we go.
Shut your fucking mouth!
Whoa! So basically, he's the serial killer's in a coma. They don't know where these girls are that he has captured, and they want to basically find the girls. So they use Victor to implant the serial killer's mind in there. So
there you go. That makes sense.
But the funniest thing is Echo, she's been programmed to be this ditzy girl, Kiki, who's going to sleep with Ari Gross, a professor at the school. And
Kiki Farnham?
But I thought this scene was hilarious because, you know, it's all about it's supposed to be this guy's fantasy, and his fantasy is to, I guess, teach a stupid girl and then have sex with her, you know? Because he's, like, reading her the book and, you know, really, like, it's just like...
I am a genius. I made a hot, stupid girl smart, and I'm going to have sex with her.
Nature of the process, right?
There you go.
Yes, exactly. But what did you guys think about the part where Topher figures out that they need to turn the power off? Basically, they do the scene from Jurassic Park where they reboot the computers. Am I right?
Yeah.
And when it comes back on, Echo is now the serial killer. And I love Ari Gross thinks he's about to get laid, and then he gets stabbed in the neck. I was like, that poor bastard. I feel so sorry for that guy.
Now, do you suffer from blue balls when that happens? Or
I think all of the blood was coming out of his neck, so he didn't have to worry about that.
It's automatically deflated.
Shut your fucking mouth!
Whoa, sorry. His uncle doesn't like that, I guess.
There's a good chance you'll see me naked.
Oh, no.
So, what did you think of Victor dancing in the... He's Kiki now, and he's in a club, and he's dancing, and he's having a good time. He's flirting with dudes. Did you like that scene?
You're going to buy a girl a drink? It's like, oh, my God.
The best part, I thought, I really love this episode now, is when the women are escaping. They're like, finally got loose. And Echo's there. Oh, please help us. But it's not Echo. It's a serial killer in her body. This scene was awesome. This is what... Eliza Dushku, I can understand why she does the show. She gets to test her acting prowess with these scenes, right?
Her non-existent acting prowess.
Let's go ahead and check this out.
Oh, thank God. We thought that you were him.
Oh.
I am him.
Hello, ladies. Ready to finish our game?
Yikes.
She's really hurt. She's really hurt? How do you think I feel? You tried to kill me with a car.
What?
What? Don't play stupid. You think I don't know what's going on here? What you've been up to?
Another Emmy clip.
We need to get her to a hospital. Oh, please, Mother. Always protecting your little princess. I am not your mother.
Oh, man, is that bad.
I'm not your son. You always said, be a man. You do make it a little difficult. You think... You think you can make me dirty like you.
Huh?
What? I am not.
They are horses.
Okay.
You did this to me.
Please. We just want to leave.
I'll just bet you do. Everybody always wants to leave Terry. How about you, Aunt Sheila? Huh? You still feel like leaving? Aunt Sheila. Aunt Sheila doesn't want to leave. I say we all take a tip from her. You're staying.
Oh! Oh! What's going on?
Did I fall asleep?
So, okay, the best part was when, after that, when she's Echo and doesn't know what's going on, when the lady starts beating her with the mallet.
Yes.
She's like, he's going to come back. Start hitting me. She's like, blah,
but then
blah.
The moment she's ready to do the death blow, all of a sudden the agents are there.
Oh,
they hold. I was like, wow, that's perfect timing.
Hello, ladies.
Wow. I mean, what the hell?
What?
What?
What the hell was that? I don't
She's
understand.
She's really good. She is just top notch.
She's awesome.
You can make me dirty.
Huh?
Okay.
Did you see
I
that?
I think Rick Fox is doing a plenty good job of that right now.
Did you see that commercial, Bill, where you could have a virtual Echo on your computer?
Oh, man. That's exactly what I need. Hog up more RAM with that airhead.
Masturbate any time of day.
I wonder how many people actually downloaded it. Like,
we're headed to the pooper fast.
What? So, hey, Steven, you having fun over there, huh?
Yes. Lots of fun.
All right.
I fell asleep.
Steven, did you fall asleep?
No, I'm quite awake.
Get it? Dollhouse?
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed my cue.
Steven, you're watching TV in the background, aren't you?
No, I'm online.
Steven, do you need a treatment?
Steven, it's time for your treatment.
What?
All right, let's talk about Fringe. Fringe was all about people seeing crazy shit, yo. And I thought they needed more of that. It happens at the beginning, but they do it a little bit less. I kind of like the weird kind of crazy visions.
It started out really good, and then it just was like nothing.
They show the girl later on in the restaurant where he's cooking hands.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought that was pretty creepy.
They puts it on a plate and holds it out to her like, here's your hand.
Ding! Hand up! Order
hand up!
Simple cooking is best.
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Even if it's hands. So
your hands in the air.
But there are some things that I did like about this episode. Like, for instance, they kind of like... I guess it's towards the end of the episode where they show us Peter. Peter talks about how he used to have horrible nightmares when he was a child till Walter helped him for those dreams to stop, the nightmares to stop. And then at the very end of the show, he has like a nightmare where he says, Dad, is that you? And he's like, like he gets jerked out of bed. And it's like he's dreaming of when he was stolen from the other place, you know, the other world he was in. Wouldn't you say? That's what that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought that was pretty cool. But what it is these people who have sleep problems have this chip implanted in their head. And here, Walter and Peter are trying to figure out what it is. Let's check it out.
Biochip plugs directly into the thalamus, which not only regulates sleep, it also works as a relay tower to the cerebral cortex, which also controls motor function.
Mind control, Peter. Wouldn't be the first time someone's attempted it. I told you about my work with the MK Ultra project. Of course, at that time, we supposed we could do it with LSD and hypnotic suggestion.
So it is possible?
Theoretically, yes.
If I fax you a schematic of the device's internal architecture, could you test the chip you have?
Yes. So I'd need to replicate the chip's function in a neutral environment. And of course, if I had a live subject...
Walter, no.
No student volunteer.
Good news. Your bags are back.
Walter?
Walter? Walter, say it. No students.
All right. No students.
And I love he's like, could you smell this for a second? And the guy passes it.
Raspberries.
And that's where he figures out when you wear the thing on your head or whatever, and there people are in a dream state, I guess. Is that what it is? It's like this weird euphoric pleasure. And so he realized that whoever is doing this is addicted to it because it's awesome, apparently.
Yeah, it's because it's awesome.
And it turns out to be the same doctor. And I guess he had like split personalities or Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, they kind of said, where he didn't realize he was doing it, which was interesting. But, this is one of those freak of the week type episodes of Fringe, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the overall, I mean, like when they did the underground baby thing, I thought that was really cool and scary. This was kind of like, this kind of reminded me of the computer virus one. Remember the hand would come out of the screen?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that. And, it, you know, there's been better episodes of Fringe, basically. And what sucks is it's going to be gone until, I think, mid-November because of baseball. But
I hate baseball.
Yeah, do we really need that? I mean, seriously. But, I mean, can it be on ESPN or something so it won't interrupt our shows?
I did have a favorite Walter moment, though, when they were putting the body in.
Oh, yeah.
The, back. I mean,
you don't put,
put him in head first.
You don't put it in feet first, and they had to pull it back out.
Are you crazy?
That was good. And also the weird thing with Olivia where she's asking everybody for the business cards, I thought that was pretty neat because I was wondering what the hell it was. So I thought that was cool. And, you know, this was the episode where the audience says goodbye to Charlie, too, with Olivia. Because I'm not over his death, either. I like Charlie. But I'm hoping that his character comes back. An alternate reality Charlie. Wouldn't that be cool?
Huh,
I suppose it's possible.
And here's something I wanted to ask you guys, because I'm not smart enough to know this. I just noticed when Peter is dreaming at the end and he's a little boy and they show his room, they show a space shuttle on the wall with the launch date. I can't remember which one it is, but I was wondering if that was a hint that it was an alternate world because the date would probably mean that our space shuttle might not exist anymore, but it does exist over there. Did you guys catch that little thing?
I didn't catch that at all.
So I'm wondering if that's like a little clue. Without even looking it up online, I'm just going to assume that's what it was. You know,
it makes sense.
I'll let the people who try to figure out what secret word is showing up every week. And I did see the Observer this week without having to look for him very hard. Did you guys?
Oh, did you? I was thinking about looking, but then I just forgot.
There's this,
like, I thought maybe he'd be in a crowd with the patients or something. Or
it's when she's in that sleep institute with the doctor, and she's out on the mezzanine talking.
Ah, yes.
You see the Observer walking down the stairs in the background, which is pretty cool.
Okay, that's the part I thought I would see him.
Yeah, he had like a little fedora on.
I said, I always seem to miss him every time.
Yeah, this time it was pretty easy to spot him, I think.
Hey, quit talking to me, bro.
Huh? JP, you're not
welcome
on the show. What the hell?
It's put together wrong, bro.
Okay, well, Steven, Bill, should we keep Steven around one more segment?
Hey, that's entirely up to you. You control the phone. I think Steven's fine.
I think everything's fine, and our internet connection, everything is fine with the live feed. So, Steven, we're going to talk about Smallville.
Right on.
And we're going to talk about zombies, Steven. How scary.
No, they weren't zombies.
I have confidence in Robert.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
They were cross-line rage virus.
Yeah, this is a rage virus, right? And apparently,
yes,
it's
from Krypton. Yeah, because it makes them super powered.
It's caused by kryptonite somehow. And let's
everything is caused.
The whole episode starts out with Tess Mercer in Lex's house because, you know, they already had his house and they don't want to move it from the show.
What's yeah, that? It's a good set.
What?
What?
So, in Smallville, Tess Mercer, she's attacked by rage zombies. It's awesome. She gets bit. And Clark and Lois show up at the hospital and they don't quite believe the story. Let's go ahead and check this out. It's really awesome.
This doesn't make any sense. Tess is not the nervous breakdown type.
But she is the lying, cheating, scheming type. You keep enough secrets, they start to back up on your brain, Clark. Seriously, alien orb, now she's rambling about zombies? All adds up to C for crazy.
Just trust me, there's got to be more to the story than that.
He talks like this.
Look, I respect how quickly you managed to get the lowdown on little Miss Lithium's mental break. Sometimes you can be a little gullible.
Really? Why don't you call your new best friend and get him to weigh in on it?
I'm not going to cry wolf just to get a pity call from Studley, do you, Ruby?
Something tells me he'd side with me on this one anyway.
Nobody talks like this.
Why? Do you have so much in common?
Dr. Coates.
Maybe it's psychological. We could go with a Thorazine drip.
No, the delusions are most likely caused by the virus.
Well, we can't identify it, and she's not responding to antivirus.
I want her isolated. I'm sending all samples to the disease control lab.
I'll get the samples ready for transport.
Ah, good thing they eavesdropped on that conversation, huh?
Yeah, it was very informative.
Come on, Lois. At least wait till she's awake to get your comment.
Don't you want to find out what made Cruella snap? Tess, what happened to you? Care to comment?
It's me, Clark!
What? Oh, that'll make me even more angry.
Who's looking to help her now?
Looks like there may be some truth in her story after all.
There may be some truth to her story? Oh, she's a zombie, she's attacking you, and he's like, hey, it's me, Clark! What are you doing?
What are you doing? It's me!
Come on!
I'll
that was some scary shit, man. But
oh,
it
was so stupid.
No, Bill, it's awesome.
Oh, and it was a virus from Davis Bloom's blood, I think Gaeta said.
Yeah, and it's airborne, by the way.
Oh,
and
if you that makes it convenient.
And if you fall asleep, you turn into one. You don't have to get bit, apparently. But it's awesome is that Gaeta and Chloe come up with an antidote using Clark's blood when they use kryptonite in a needle to pierce his skin, you know? And then they release it in clouds so it'll rain the antidote.
Oh, that was the worst CGI moment I've ever seen.
That was awesome!
Like, that Learjet just happened to have ports on it that it could exhaust the red...
I think
antivirus?
That's pretty standard on Learjets, I think. You know, just
oh,
in case you want to crop
maybe
dust.
They just dumped it in the shitter.
Like if you want to luxuriously crop dust. You know what I mean?
It helps disperse the pesticides a little
that
better.
That would be great. He's like, Chloe, dump it in the toilet! And then it's like all spraying everywhere. That would be awesome.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
But of course, it would be frozen in blue ice, though, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, maybe that would make it inert.
But Steven, the best part.
That would.
Steven, the best part of the whole episode is when Green Arrow shows up with a shotgun to save him. And here's what I want to ask you guys: apparently, everybody who was a rage zombie was cured by the rain, so did he just murder some people? Think about it. He was shooting people with a shotgun.
Yep. Needlessly murdered people. And also, apparently in this Smallville world, when you have like a 5 o'clock shadow, it means you're brooding.
Oh, yeah. He's totally lost it, Bill, because he doesn't shave no more.
He doesn't shave, he drinks, and he burnt his Green Arrow outfit.
Wow.
I know.
I was shocked.
That was disturbing, wasn't it, Steven?
Yeah, he needed to burn that anyways.
Oh, I know. Oh,
I can't believe that, man.
Oh, me neither, JP. Let's go ahead and check this out.
We gotta go.
What are you doing here?
I was looking for Tess when the whole building went Resident Evil.
Chick Jack!
Come on. God, any idea what triggered this sudden appetite for human carpaccio?
All I know is 1 minute my car is closing my face off.
Same thing happened to Tess. She was asleep when she woke up. She became one of them. Do you think this thing incubates when people are sleeping?
Let's hope not only in a few hours before 4 million people get up to go to work.
It's one hell of a rush hour. Didn't hear. You'll be safe.
Clark.
Someone's got to go for help.
Please, be careful.
Where would he go to help?
He's gonna be
at.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck, Clark. Oliver, she's in your hands now. Don't let her fall asleep.
Oh, you know what that means.
She's gonna fall asleep. And what I liked about that part when she falls asleep, her hair is in her face, so he's like, Lois? Lois? So she go, you know, she could, like, jump up real quick. It's very scary.
All of a sudden,
scary.
She had, like, metal teeth, like the alien.
Yeah. Like, what's that? And if you're going to do a zombie episode, can't we have a full-scale zombie thing? Because they really, like, it was like zombies, but they kind of hinted at it by showing wrecked cars and stuff. But they never showed the streets
they
filled
never
with zombies.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hire enough extras, I guess.
What was funny is the moment where they're outside and Clark's holding Lois and it starts to rain. It's like she's cured, and then they cut to them, and then they cut to all these people emerging from buildings. So it's like, where the hell you been?
Where did you people come from?
I guess they didn't have the budget for the makeup. It just was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Why are they emerging all of a sudden?
I thought the makeup was actually pretty decent and scary, right? But here's what this was what was funny. There's a part where Lois goes to the planet. She's like, hello, is anyone here? And the lighting is normal. But as soon as the zombies show up, all of a sudden it's strobe lighting everywhere. It's like, blink, 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 blink. And my eyes started hurting.
Oh, they're not rage zombies. They're rave zombies.
Oh!
They all had, like, little, light sticks and... Why did I not think of that? They all they love partying.
That's crazy, man.
In fact, I think I heard.
You're a crazy kind of paranoid.
Oh. Now, Bill, I want to talk about Top Chef. Because it was awesome, right? But first, you know, last week I used the example of Daisy from Space to kind of remind me of how Robin would never shut up. And I put in the intro this week. I love that scene where she's talking about making her stew, but here's a clip of it. Let's just check this out before we get into Robin.
Take potato. A lot of people would peel it. A lot of people would cube it. I don't like to. I just like to put it down, bang, two halves in the pan, potato stew. It's a bit simple. It's a bit sexy. You have it in a sausage sandwich. You have it in whatever you like.
She just keeps going on and on and on.
You know what that reminds me of is the Jamie Oliver shows. Because that's how he would like not shut up while he's cooking stuff.
Oh, remember, yeah. Like he's the Naked
he would do
Chef,
that,
right?
The Naked Chef show.
Right. And I wonder, is that who she's doing a spoof of? Because, you know,
I think so.
Throughout Space, they reference everything. And I always wondered if that's actually a reference to something. And I'm sure they probably tell you in one of the commentaries. So I need to check that out.
It definitely sounds like a Jamie Oliver type of thing.
One of my favorites is the Robot Wars when they spoof Philippa or whatever, questioning him about his robot. I love that. But I love Spaced. In fact, my birthday's coming up, and I know what to ask my wife is give me that most recent box set. Why not?
Yes, the new season one with all the new commentaries and stuff.
Yes, totally cool. Now, this week's Top Chef was about pigs and I don't want to say the other word, Bill, because that would embarrass
me. Pinot Noir.
Yeah, that's it. And which was really cool. And we got to see the brothers kind of be dicks to each other. Did you like that scene where he's wrapping the stuff and he's like, hurry up? He's like, go F yourself. I'm going to take extra long now.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
But the main thing, I don't know why they show us the story, the recurring story of Robin annoying everyone in the house.
Yeah, it's like we get the point. Okay, she doesn't stop talking. She's slightly annoying. You all don't think she can cook.
And Eli,
I feel bad for her.
So do I. And Eli doesn't like her.
You know what? He can kiss my ass. I can't stand that hobbit little prick.
Well, let's check
this
out. He's
so arrogant.
I know. And what I think is funny, every episode he goes, I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to kick some ass this time. And then he doesn't, you know. But, and another thing is the guy who gets eliminated this week, I forget his name, but he's this goofy looking guy, Ash. Ash is his name.
Yes,
last week,
the gay guy.
He could have possibly gone last week, and this week he went because he second guessed everything he did. But here's a little montage of Robin annoying Eli and Eli supposedly letting her have it. I love how he's telling the story later where he's more cooler.
Yeah.
His version.
What was funny is he goes, you're not my mom. And I was like, whoa, someone's got mommy issues.
Yeah. Let's check this out.
Hanging out at the house and making dinner can be very interesting. I try to get along with everyone in the house if I can. You know, I don't try to be the center of the attention.
Yeah, so I bought some sweet potatoes because I think, you know, the sweetness will play nice with the tart cherries and the coffee. I was thinking of doing like a white slaw with it. So have some crunch on the plate.
Robin, she has the best intentions at heart, but she is driving some people in this house up the wall.
Am I on your way? Kevin, to the station.
I mean, when you start talking with her, you say one word to her, she won't shut up for another hour, so I try not to talk to her.
What's this? I try to keep the salt over here and the sugar over there, but it doesn't seem to stay that way.
Oh, Christ.
Oh. Okay. Don't watch how she likes scallops. She can get mad at me. She's got a large platter. Large plates.
Everything's cool.
There's this guy that's a little bit
no
lighter.
Need for it.
All right. There's a lot of tension in the house. Some of the other chefs don't feel that I deserve to still be here. They're just pissed I'm still here because they didn't love me as much as Hector or Mateen. And so be it. I can tell you what I mean.
Robin's packing her dish for tomorrow.
It has nothing to do with my dish for tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, why are you gonna get angry at me all the time?
I'm hardly angry, just clarifying.
Hey, Mike, will you look and see if there's any, like, scallions, cilantro, or anything like that in the fridge?
There's some scallion right here. You probably don't want to use this.
I need more than that. Go eat.
I just cleaned this so that I can come. I'm sorry, I don't clean up after you.
Be a order. I don't give a.
You know, I offered
Robin,
to help.
Robin, listen.
I offered
listen.
To help.
If you wanted me to clean it up, you could say you clean it up without copping a attitude.
You know, I also
you're not my mom.
Wow.
Cut it out.
I don't want to be your mom, believe me. I would like to be your civilized housemate, but apparently you're not civil.
That's your mother up there.
Yeah,
not my mother.
I heard that coming down the stairs.
Fired up.
I think I can't hear him. Eli is 25, I'm 43, so I'm almost 20 years older than him. And I think I've had a few extra hurdles in my life.
He doesn't have a neck either.
Eli, if I was your mother, I would have raised
you. No, he
doesn't. That's a manners. It disappoints me that there isn't an interest in sharing this house and getting along. But I have a hard shell.
Right.
She does?
Right. Oh, Robin. You're Robin.
I am Robin. To the core.
Rotten Robin.
As much as I really want people to like me, this is a competition.
Witty.
I'm maybe not going to be standing at the top at the end, but I am still standing here, damn it, right now, and I'm proud of where I'm at.
I'm the only one who's stepped up and snapped at her.
That was flirting. You're the only one that flirted with her. Eli's like a little brother that we all never had. He's an awesome kid.
All right, keep going.
We're upstairs, and, you know, I'm cooking up these scallops. So Robin's like, fine, I'll just clean up after you. And starts snapping at me, and I go, you're not my mother. Don't talk to me like that.
And then they had sex. You know, do we pick on Eli? Sure. I mean, we have fun with him, but he certainly dishes it out as well, so.
Seriously, are you dysfunctional?
Did you get the second base?
Dude, seriously, can you stop pissing me off?
What?
Nah, they love that knife sound on that show.
They really do. They love the knife and they love the gong. It's like they keep a Chinese man in their closet. They bring him out anytime they need the gong.
That was great. And, you know, the guy effing with him at the end, you know he's going around telling everybody his story of how he stood up to Robin.
Yeah, was that Brian that was messing with him?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Brian.
That was funny.
What's wrong with that, Eliza?
Hello,
well,
ladies.
You know what? I feel bad for Robin, but she does. I don't know if it's editing or if it's just the show, but she seems to play the cancer card a lot.
Yeah, I have a feeling when she's in her little diary room session, they ask her about it, and then they play on the show, and it makes her. Because do you ever see her mention it around anyone? It's only in the other cards. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But one more time, let's hear Daisy. Is she like Robin?
Take potato. A lot of people would peel it. A lot of people would cube it. I don't like to. I just like to put it down, bang, two halves in the pan, potato stew. It's a bit simple. It's a bit sexy. You have it in a sausage sandwich. You have it in whatever you like. You have it with
It's a bit simple. It's a bit sexy.
Yeah, that's totally Jamie Oliver. Because that's exactly the sort of thing he would say. He'd always refer to his food as sexy. Or, you know, some sort of sexual intention in it.
Dude, seriously, can you stop?
Hey, Eli.
Seriously, are you dysfunctional?
That is funny.
I'm gonna kick that guy's ass.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
Let's stop talking about the pooper, okay?
It's enough with the pooper.
Wow.
You bend over. Now shove it straight up your ass.
No! No! No.
Time out. I'm calling a 5-second penalty. 5-yard penalty.
I don't want to have a pretentious menu.
I'm calling a penalty at the spot of the foul.
By the way, audience, hey, everybody. Oh, they're still as lively as ever. Steven, is your ear really tired or you want to hang out for the news?
I hang out for the news. Come on, let's go.
Let's do it! Let's do the news! Oh, hell yizzle! I got nothing.
I want a flat screen, baby.
Hell yeah, we need a flat screen.
Oh, hell yeah, we need a flat screen, Bill. What do we have?
As long as it's Emerson.
Flat screen TV.
What do we have in the news this week, Bill?
All right, this first story I was sent on Facebook by one of our listeners, Hunter, I believe, a.k.a. Space Coyote. I think, yeah.
Nice. Oh, sorry. I won't do that again.
A South Carolina teenager is facing a felony charge for throwing a deadly missile at a moving vehicle. The arm in question was a burrito.
Huh?
Yes, it was a burrito. It must have been one of those big-ass Chipotle burritos.
Oh, damn. Is it one of those, like, big old burritos they have?
Yes.
Taco Bell?
No, like those Chipotle ones that are wrapped in the... aluminum foil, they're enormous.
You done crossed the line, my friend.
All right, according to the county sheriff's office report, the 15-year-old suspect, a passenger in a Dodge, allegedly threw the burrito Saturday afternoon at John Addy's Honda. As the cars traveled alongside each other on a Florida street, cops discovered the burrito's remnants inside and outside the vehicle, as well as on the driver, who was not injured when struck by the flying food stuff.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, somehow the car suffered a chipped windshield during the incident. I doubt that. I have a feeling he already had it.
Yeah, like, hey, for insurance purposes, I want you to notice this damage here. It somehow happened when he threw that at me.
All right, next story. A Wisconsin prisoner attempts escape, smuggles large bag of raisins.
Mm.
If you're going to be a free man once you jump that giant razor wire fence, what's the need to bring prison raisins along for the ride? We can only imagine he planned to hide out for a while, completely sustaining on raisins until it was safe to emerge in public. An inmate at the Columbia Correctional Institution in Wisconsin was busted trying to escape with a big bag of raisins.
Nature's candy.
Say again?
Nature's Candy.
Yes, they are. The 49-year-old took off while on duty picking up food carts. He stuffed newspapers in his clothes in hopes of protecting himself from the razor wire fence, but cut his hand and took a tumble on the first try. He smuggled a bag of giant raisins. The smuggled bag of giant raisins dangled from the fence. A fail for the inmate and the raisins.
Oh, my God.
This next story cracked me up just because of the pictures. You're going to want to look at them, whoever's listening on the DenverPost.com. A car thief turns out to be a bear.
Huh?
Yes. Oh, my God. Bears driving. How can that be? The car alarm was blaring and there was light moving around inside. A couple in the Colorado Mountain Estate subdivision thought someone was trying to steal their car early Wednesday. When deputies from the Teller County Sheriff's Office responded at about 2:30 a.m., they discovered a young bear in the car.
Awesome.
The bear was as surprised to see the deputies as the deputies were to see the bear. One of the two deputies took some pictures of the bear, opened the car door, and the bear was gone in a flash. According to Baker and Teller County Sheriff, this isn't the first time that these bears have been able to get inside of cars. They seem to have actually learned how to open the car doors.
Holy shit.
The sad thing was, as the bear rummaged around the car, causing extensive damage, the door closed and it couldn't figure out how to get out.
Wait a second. Wasn't a bear. It was a freaking Wookiee. He's a co-pilot, right?
A co-pilot, yes. the light the couple saw moving in the car was the dome light of the vehicle, which momentarily wrapped around the bear's head. Oh, poor bear. Baker said that the bears are extremely hungry as they prepare for hibernation. No food should be left in the car, she said, as Bruins, with their keen sense of smell, will detect the food and try to get inside. In recent years, one bear practically destroyed a car after yogurt was left in it. Afterward, investigators found yogurt smeared throughout.
Wait a minute.
So I guess if you live in Colorado, don't leave food in your car because bears will get to it.
Nice. That's scary. You know what? Actually, when we were in Yellowstone National Park on vacation a long time ago when I was young, like 10 or 11, we actually had a bear encounter, and it was scary as shit. My dad actually got a large, like, you know, 6-inch diameter stick and waved it at it to scare it away.
Wow.
So my dad could have easily been eaten in front of me.
Yeah.
But it ran away, thank God. But it was like going through all of our stuff, like tearing open backpacks and stuff. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since I moved out to the country, I sometimes have a nightmare where I wake up and I go to go outside and there's all these bears in my backyard. Whoa. And I can't go out because if I go out, the bears will kill me.
Weird. That's
I know. I don't
dream.
Know where that came from. But it's like, I guess now because I'm like out in the wilderness surrounded by trees, that's, I don't know. It's a reoccurring dream.
Whoa.
Like I've had it more than once where I'll like wake up to go outside and I'll let the dog out and then I'll look and there's all these bears all around my backyard.
Do you have a shotgun?
No, I don't have any guns here.
Oh, too bad.
The only gun I have is a large fake Lancer from Gears of War.
That might scare
my
him
Gears
away.
Of War 2 big fake Lancer.
Oh, man, that's why you live out in the middle of nowhere. It's so you can have guns.
I guess. Maybe I should get one. I've just always been freaked out by them. When I was a little kid, my dad took me shooting, and I was too young to handle a .44 Magnum. And when I pulled the trigger, the sucker came back and whacked me in the head. And ever since then, I've been, like, scared of guns.
Nice.
That's
echo.
Kind of what it sounded like.
Wow.
Knocko sleepy.
All right. St. Paul, Minnesota, a guy caught shoplifting some unusual items recently told police they were for his Halloween costume. A 33-year-old man was stopped outside the Kmart on Maryland Avenue on October 6th. A police incident report said his name is quite possibly the best name ever. Spiral Lightning Hawk.
Whoa, that is an awesome name.
I know. I thought like, what was it?
Stringfellow Hawk?
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's awesome.
That's totally cool, man. I love it.
Spiral Lightning Hawk had set off the security system, the report said. Of course he did. He's awesome. Lightning Hawk had been observed selecting some Halloween black fishnet stockings, women's underwear, and two DVDs. He was seen going into the men's restroom, exiting, and then heading to the front checkout lanes. He passed by them without paying and left the store. When Lightning Hawk left, we could easily see rectangular items beneath his T-shirt, which were DVDs.
Wait a minute.
Lightning Hawk was brought to the security office, and all four items, valued at $55, were recovered. Police cited him for misdemeanor theft, and he was escorted from the store. While in the men's room, Lightning Hawk had apparently also put on the women's panties and fishnet stockings and his pants over them to conceal them.
That dude's got the coolest name ever.
Yeah, except he's weird.
He's a klepto.
Oh, my God. He indicated he was trying to develop his Halloween costume but didn't have the money to buy the items.
Wow.
Honestly, officer, I'm not into, like, women's underwear or anything. I just tried to develop my costume.
How'd the DVDs go with the outfit is what I want to know.
Yeah, maybe they don't say what DVDs they were, but, you know, maybe they were, like, Legends of the Fall and in the Holiday.
More like,
The Holiday? Sorry,
Adam. The Too Long Pooh movie.
Yeah, Too Long Pooh, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Dude, seriously, can you stop?
All right, Cartersville, Alabama.
Bam!
Officials say a drunk father and son burglarized a home and were caught after the son was found out passed out under the invalid. That's terrible. Invalid homeowner's bed. You know, that's
you don't cross the line, my friend.
I hate when they call people with disabilities invalids or invalid. I mean, come on, the invalid. That's really, really mean.
I never thought about it that way. Invalid is basically, it's invalid. I guess.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's like saying, okay, well, you're not worth a shit anymore.
What?
Harris said, well, anyway, yeah.
Hello,
they found
ladies.
This kid underneath the person's bed. Harris said they broke in the home around 2 a.m. Sunday, took car keys, medication, about $200 in cash, and about $100 worth of jewelry. They were about to leave when one of the residents woke up and they hid. The father sneaked out, but Harris said the son apparently passed out in his hiding place under the homeowner's bed. The homeowner's wife found him around dawn and called a neighbor and police.
What?
They are horses.
The neighbor turned out to be the son's stepfather. So there's a little weird connection for you.
I guess that's why he left him. He's like, he's not my blood, son, so I'll go ahead and leave.
Wow.
Man, quit talking to me, bro.
All right, Sioux City Falls police are looking for an individual believed to be a man dressed as a woman who attempted to steal a bottle of rum and cola drinks at Lewis Drug. Police officers were called to the scene about 6:50 p.m. Tuesday after the store's loss prevention officer confronted a person about 20 years old, 6'3" tall, weighing 300 pounds, who left the store without paying for the alcohol and cola. The individual was believed to be a man, but was wearing a black dress. Wow, can you imagine if it was a woman?
Wow.
It's kind of insulting. And 6'3" and 300 pounds.
Hot.
Maybe it was that that chick that was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, wow. She was big.
He says hot. The individual handed the rum back to the store.
Slutty.
threw the drinks on the ground and fled in a red four-door Kia.
I love fairies.
The person also attempted to fight the employee when the employee tried to restrain him. So we're looking for a possible man in a black dress, 6'3", 300 pounds, who likes to bite people.
It's a conspiracy.
It's Tim Gunn.
Yikes.
All right, everyone knows how much I love midgets. I just think midgets should be celebrated. They should have their own holiday. Australian horse racing officials have come under fire recently for hosting a dwarf racing competition. Sunday's Midget Cup involved three men charging down a track with dwarfs dressed in jockey outfits riding on their backs.
Hearing wonky.
Yes. This is nothing new. Master Blaster's been doing it for ages.
Let me explain.
Creator said the race was held to promote an annual carnival, but the government and advocacy groups believe it was inappropriate. Participants said it was just for fun. Look,
broken.
Look, chill out. Lighten up. It was all a bit of fun, entertainer Jeremy Hallam said. We went out there and we knew what we were doing. It was a lot of fun and it was funny. But not everyone thought it was funny.
Him sad.
I would have thought they could have found a better comedy act out of something else rather than using us. Meredith Tripp, former president of Short Statured People of Australia, said.
Be King Arab!
I wonder if any of the guys they rode had Down syndrome.
Oh. And you know what? If we want to talk in Thunderdome, there's no way that the dude had Down syndrome because don't you love the reveal of Blaster? Because it's obviously they put this poor kid in
Down syndrome child inside this
muscle
massive
suit.
Outfit.
Yeah, it was really sad. So I figured it out, movie creators. He isn't really a muscle bound guy.
You're smart.
Well, thank you. You know, it took me a while, but I figured it out, you know.
Now, here's a guy that has his act together. A 27-year-old Southeast Portland man who beat his ex-girlfriend and then stabbed her pet fish.
Oh, my God.
And left it impaled in her apartment has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and a psychological evaluation. How in the hell do you stab a pet fish? Do you get it out with the basket and then
is it like
stab
a gigantic fish, like one of those?
Yeah, was it like a koi or something?
Friggin' gigantic fish.
Attorney for Donald Earl Fight III said he didn't want to talk about the details of the assault, but the stabbing the fish was a very low point in his client's life. He's absolutely mortified and ashamed about what he did to the fish.
Love you!
Oh, my God. Fight had no criminal history and declined to comment, saying only that his attorney had said it all. Well, yeah, I guess he has.
Wow.
What? Wow.
You don't cross the line, my friend.
According to an affidavit filed with the court, Sarah Harris had broken up with Fight but returned to her East Burnside Street apartment to find Fight lying on her bed. He wanted to get back together, but Harris didn't. She told him she had plans. Harris refused to leave her. Harris refused to leave her the room she was in, the bathroom, according to the affidavit. She tried to push past him. He threw her against the wall. She tried again to leave, punching him in the nose to get by. He grabbed her by the hair, threw her against the bathtub, ripping out her hair extensions.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
It seems like a serious business.
She had hair extensions? She escaped and called 911 from a payphone. When she returned with an officer, she discovered her fish, a brilliant purple betta, named DeLorean had been impaled on her wood floor. It still had a knife sticking through it. It was a Beta?
Wow, that guy's an asshole.
You can get a Beta for like a buck at Walmart. It's a fish. It had some sort of connection to her, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, maybe she's had it for a long time, like a week.
I started crying hysterically, said Harris. Donald bought the fish for me. I'm sure he knew how much I cared for it.
It's a fish!
This guy's a psycho, and it sounds like she's about as much as a psycho as he is.
Pissed off to the highest pistivity, bro.
I'm going to quickly gloss over this one because it's disturbing. Boise, Idaho, local high school math teacher has been arrested for obscene conduct in a Costco. Apparently, he knowingly engaged in obscene conduct by manipulating his penis with his hands while walking around the Costco with an erection.
Sorry, you're just a tool.
Maybe Costco just really gets him excited.
Get freaky.
I know when I go to Costco and I see those gigantic bins of pistachios, I just get so excited I can hardly keep my hands off myself.
Oh, dear. That's disturbing.
It is. I know I've done a story like this before, but apparently it's pretty common. A man was arrested in Greenville County, South Carolina, charged with driving under the influence on a lawnmower. The manager of a Jack-in-the-Box restaurant called police early Friday to tell them a man on a lawnmower rolled up to the restaurant's drive-thru and ordered food. By the time deputies arrived, the man had driven away from the restaurant through a parking lot. They found him nearby. Okay, so he was drunk. He didn't take his car. He took his lawnmower. What's the big deal? Yeah, he was hungry.
You don't know. You don't even have a clue.
Yeah, exactly. I see absolutely nothing wrong with driving a lawnmower to a drive-thru.
I'll kick your ass.
It's not like you can hit anybody and kill them with a 20-horsepower lawnmower that goes 5 miles an hour.
Well, plus, as he's on his way home, he's mowing people's grass for free, pretty much.
Exactly.
I'm about ready to kill you.
And that's news for this week.
The restraining order has been lifted.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week. Oh, this is going to be awesome. Steven, you ready to sing the DVD song on the phone?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we tried this before, and it didn't work.
I've got to hear this.
All right, Bill, let's do the DVDs! Let's do the DVDs! Let's do the DVDs.
I can barely hear it.
DVDs, I used to be before where I stepped up in this shirt. DVDs.
Woohoo!
Oh, hell yeah, DVDs!
Let's do it again, Steven. I'm going to sing it to you!
You sing it to me, because I can barely hear it.
Ow!
I thought you were singing it.
Oh, let's try it again!
Let's do the DVDs!
Hell yeah!
Wow, that was awesome.
All adds up to C for crazy.
All right, Bill, that was horrible.
What?
That was awesome.
What do we have in the DVDs this
week? Not a whole lot.
Hello, ladies.
The Rowan Atkinson series Black Adder in its ultimate edition, I guess that's all five series of the Black Adder.
Slack Bladder?
Slack Bladder, yes. Oh, also known for having Hugh Laurie, Stephen Fry, you know.
All those
big people,
British,
in British
people,
comedy.
Right, Bill? British people.
Oh yes, very British.
It's gonna be good.
I used to watch Blackadder on PBS sometimes, but I never really found it that funny.
Well, the audience was laughing. That's what I hated about British shows.
Yeah, that's right.
The just studio audience laughing drives me nuts.
It's like, oh, that's funny. I'm supposed to laugh at it. Okay.
It's like, oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
All right, next DVD is Blood, The Last Vampire, the live-action remake of the anime from quite a few years back.
What the hell is that?
It's about a demons that have infested the earth.
Oh, my. Oh.
And only one warrior stands between the dark and the light. That's Saya. And she's
got so much heart
vampire
and soul.
Samurai.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yes. She kicks ass and takes names.
Do what?
And she's all out of bubblegum.
Dude, seriously, can you stop?
Yes, I will.
Shut up,
shortly.
Eli. Go buy a neck.
You're not my mom!
Seriously, are you dysfunctional?
I've never heard of this one. I think it's a British film, actually, called The Crew, with a guy from Backbeat. The hell's his name? I think it was in
Ian Hartley,
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, too.
Oh, I was gonna say Ian Hartley, but
no.
The guy who
Scott Williams.
Who did he play in Backbeat?
I can't remember.
Did he play Paul? Or did he play John?
I think he might have played Paul. Let me look here.
Did he play Ringo? I can't do Ringo.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Steven, where's your Paul McCartney impression?
Oh, he played Pete Best.
Is Steven still around? Steven, are you there?
He's resting his eyes.
Paul McCartney impression, Steven.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah, there you go.
That's it, love.
Good Lord. It's flippy floppy.
That's awesome. That's the best Paul McCartney I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey, Steven.
Yes, sir.
That was a really good impression. Just kidding.
Yeah.
A gigantic, a gargantuan.
Gargantuan. Next DVD is It's the Gary Shandling Show, the complete series.
You can make me dirty.
Huh? Awesome.
I'd love to. This was the Fox series from 86.
This is the theme to Jerry Show. Gary Show. This is a theme to Gary Show. To Gary Show or something like that. Do you remember that, Steven?
Yes.
Good times. I remember, I can just vaguely remember this. There's he would talk to the audience, right? The fourth wall, he would talk to us at home. There's a moment where he starts vacuuming and it distorts the TV screen. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And it was pretty funny. Because remember back in the day when everyone had antennas, if you vacuumed,
oh, yeah,
it messed up the screen. Right now that joke wouldn't work at all.
No, it wouldn't because of the digital. but it pisses me off that the complete series of this comes out, but we only ever got season one of the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah, what's that about? That show was really funny, too. I like
the Larry Sanders Show. Yeah, Larry Sanders
Show was great. Hey, Steven, Steven, do you remember the Larry Sanders Show?
Yes, I do remember it. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Way to go, it's Steve. Just... That's good stuff.
All right. Next DVD is The L Word, the complete final season. Lesbians
in all of their glory. You know, I've never watched the show. Is it good?
No, it's terrible.
Oh, it's not a good show?
No.
Damn.
It's really.
Huh?
Yep, that's the lesbians. They're very militant.
They are not whores. They're women militant, in love.
They're militant whore lesbians.
Hello, ladies.
They are
whores. Next DVD is Monsoon Wedding, the Criterion Collection.
Homosexual area.
What? What is
one of the one of the more one of the more popular Bollywood type movies? But it's not really Bollywood, wow. I don't think. It's just what it is.
It's just what it is?
Yeah, it's I've seen it, but it's there's, you know, it's you know, it's one of those Indian wedding movies. The Punjabi type stuff.
I'll check it out, yeah. But is it got
I'm sure you will.
Is it got Benny Lava in it?
No, but it needs to have Benny Lava.
I love Benny Lava. Hey Steven, how do you feel about Benny Lava?
Love He's Benny good. Lava.
Wow. Really?
Really?
That was good. All right.
Oh, wait. No, Bunny Lava. I'm sorry.
Oh,
do you guys remember Bunny Lava?
No, yes. I don't.
I don't either.
I remember Peter Taco.
Ain't it awful?
Peter Taco. That's such that's an inside joke.
Yeah, that's a huge inside joke.
No one's gonna understand that.
No, no one has any idea what I just said.
What about you, Eliza Dushko? Do you know what we're talking about?
What?
Never mind.
Peter Taco. is this Yes, Paramount. I think every year around this time. Releases a new edition of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles just to get people to buy it over and over again.
I love that. Planes, Trains. You know what? I've been trying to look for that music in that one part in the movie for an intro for like forever. That you know that music? So
yeah.
Send me the MP3 so I can put it in the intro. I've been trying to forever and I can't find the music.
All right.
Wow.
This one's called The Planes, Trains, and The Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Those Aren't Pillows edition.
Those aren't pillows?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It has a tribute. What's funny is this has a tribute to John Candy, but why not a tribute to John Hughes? I guess maybe it.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have time, or maybe it was planned way ahead. I don't know.
You know, I have a clip of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but I have no idea what it's titled, so that sucks.
Oh, well, that's okay. Next DVD is... this is a commercial, or this is a cartoon from, like, a huge blast from the past for me. Plastic Man. The complete collection. It was on after the Super Friends.
Oh, I remember that.
Was the guy with the shades and the squiggle on his head. He had the red outfit.
You know what? I don't know if this was the same version of Plastic Man, but they would do commercial bumpers with an actor dressed like Plastic Man.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
It had, what were some of the other characters in that? Mighty Man and Yuck.
Yeah,
Fang Face and Fang Puss.
Which one of them had Hula Hula on it? He had a friend named Hula Hula.
Yeah, I can't remember honestly, but just seeing this cover to this Plastic Man complete collection makes me laugh with the bad outfit and those shades that he would wear.
But man, I loved Mighty Man and Yuck. Remember that?
Yes.
He would wear like this doghouse on his head, and when he'd take it off, he was so hideously ugly, people would like run for the hills.
That's like when Saturday morning cartoons were genius.
Totally.
Now there's like, they don't exist anymore. Now they're very rarely. I think maybe Fox has some, but they're
when
all
you're,
like
when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
All right. Well, then I guess I'll move on.
No. That was the...
No, it's just that now it's like all the imported anime shit.
Like, totally. I wish, you know what? If I could have my way, I would have all those shows that were Saturday morning cartoons, and I would have them a compilation on a hard drive where it would automatically play every Saturday morning when I woke up.
Oh, yeah.
With commercials from YouTube inserted, like our breaks.
Yes, they have to be.
So
because that was part of the charm.
I need to grow up, don't I?
No.
What?
What?
Hello, ladies. Right.
What? Moving on. Embargo on.
Steven, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still here.
All right. Hey, Steven.
It's hanging in there.
I haven't fallen
next
out.
Next week, Steven.
And Blu-ray, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Quite possibly one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Absolutely... I love the special effects with the Transformers, the fight scenes, all that. I love it. If it was just... If I could take the movie, make a fan edit, edit out all the dialogue, and just have the robot fights... Best movie ever. But the storyline, the characters, the writing is just so awful.
I know. Why? What's wrong with the movie having some kind of heart, you know? Not just being some goofy shit.
It's so bad. The step
I've got so much
robot.
Heart and soul.
Well, why can't Dave the Robot be in these movies is what I want to know.
I think he will be in the third one.
Awesome.
He's going to
replace Shia. Simple cooking is fast. Everyone hated Suzanne.
Last DVD, I guess these films have been pretty popular for Fox. These direct-to-DVD horror movies called Wrong Turn.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the first one with Eliza Dushku. She's in that, isn't she?
Oh, really? What? Is she? I have no idea.
The very first one has Eliza Dushku and Sloan from Entourage. And they're in really tight tops and short shorts running around in the woods, scared to death.
Well, now this one's called...
You can make me dirty.
Called Wrong Turn 3.
Whoa, they keep making a lot of wrong turns. They need to get some signs in that area.
Yeah, maybe they should just get GPS.
Yeah, no shit.
But the subtitle of it is Left for Dead.
Wow.
Hey, they can't do that.
I know.
Can they do that, Steven?
No. But don't three wrong turns make a right?
I think you're
there
right.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's what it should be called. Wrong turn three. Three wrongs make a right.
Wrong turn three, back on the road.
Wow.
You know, actually, Wrong Turn I thought was a fun movie. It's got these weird, crazy mutant hillbillies who are cannibals.
So it's like The Hills Have Eyes?
Kind of, but they don't have much of a character. They just kind of barely show them at times. But there's this cool, awesome CGI moment where Emmanuel Chikri or whatever, Sloan from Entourage, she gets the top of her head cut off with an axe, and they show the reflection of it hitting her head like through the axe reflection. And it's really hard to explain, but it was really cool.
Nice. I'll have to check it out. It's got Jeremy Sisto in it too, the first one.
Oh, yeah. He's, yeah, but good stuff.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
Wow. And honestly, that's DVDs. Oh, wait. No. I have to go back one.
Dude,
Waterworld,
can you
on
stop?
Blu-ray.
All right. What? What do we got?
Waterworld on Blu-ray.
Oh, Waterworld. They've been showing that every day on HDNet movies.
Yeah. You know what? It's a terrible movie, but I like it for some reason.
Hey, Bill, it's terrible fun is what it is.
It is terrible fun.
What?
The only thing it was missing is a midget that rides a large Down syndrome patient.
Oh, no. It would be awesome if they had, like, a miniature, like, whale riding on another whale's back.
Oh, nice. And, and Kevin Costner is the only one that could communicate with them through, like, sonar or whatever.
Totally.
Brain broken!
No, that doesn't work for me. How about mermen? A mermidget and a
mermidget.
A mermidget and a mer retard.
Bill!
Is that too mean?
What?
What? I think the funniest part of Waterworld is that Michael Jeter that's in the boat at the bottom checking the oil levels?
No. Michael Jeter's the guy on the, no, I don't think Michael Jeter's in the movie. No, it's Oldie Olsen from Conan who's down in the oil.
Yeah, I love that where he's like, when the fire finally drops down there and he's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, he's like, thank you, and it blows up. But hey, Bill, I'm going to buy you this Waterworld Blu-ray.
You better awesome. Know. Now shove it straight up your ass.
No, that would hurt. Yeah. I don't want to puncture my colon.
They are horses.
Who's our whores? What?
I've got so much heart and soul.
Oh, not whores, heart.
Oh. Hey, Steven, do you like flat screen televisions?
Yes.
I want a flat screen, baby.
Okay.
Flat screen TV.
Oh! Oh!
Hell yeah, we need a flat screen.
Hell yizzle, we need a flat screen, right?
And that's DVDs for this week.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully, Steven will be back to sing the DVD song next week. What do you say, Steven?
Yes, I should be back. There shouldn't be any problem with that.
Steven, did you say hi to the audience, by the way?
I said hi to him in the... Say, let me say hi to him again.
Okay, say hi.
Is that Chinese? did Steven just say something Chinese?
Say hi to him, Steven. What? Oh, they're getting really mad, Steven. You better say hi.
Hi, audience.
There you go. Wow. That was awesome, wasn't it, Bill?
That was. I couldn't hardly contain myself. What? What'd I do?
All right. Thanks for doing the DVDs.
What?
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
All right, everybody.
I just figured out why Steven's so distant.
Why?
What He's playing Farmville on Facebook.
You bastard!
What?
All right,
I've got an update. It said Steven just earned a pretty penny, red ribbon in Farmville.
Steven.
Wow.
You know what, Steven?
You don't cross the line, my friend.
All right, everybody, that was episode 180 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Yes, that's right, 180 episodes of this show, film, television, pop culture. We bring it to you every week, and I want you to show us some love. Go to nimpodcast@gmail.com, send us an email, or you can send a MP3 recording. We'll play it here on the show. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 1-206-202-3491. Also, go to nowhereinmulberry.com and you'll find a link to our forum. Join our forum and comment. Hey, some people did this week, and we really appreciate it. Any kind of feedback we get on the show, we know that people are listening to it, and we know that people are digging the show. It means a lot to us, right?
Yes, it does. It does.
I'm actually been playing with an idea. As of episode 200 of the show, we start charging. Cha-ching!
Nice.
Yes, thank you very much.
That sounded exactly like a cash register. With a shotgun attached to it.
Shotgun cash register. Hey, I think that might work.
It might.
Because it's like demanding money, right?
Yes.
It's like,
seriously. If you're buying this, give me the money now before I shoot you.
Yes, totally. That doesn't sound like a shotgun.
Is that like the silencer shotgun that the guy had in No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's a shotgun. Meat and potatoes. Right, Steven?
Makes me hungry.
Yes.
Nah, weak. That's a silencer. What the hell's going on? I don't even know what's going on anymore. So, Bill, I think that we're going to record the Wizard and Glass show next week. What do you say? Won't that be awesome?
It will.
The main thing is I don't even know how many people are participating, but I know we've got a good number, enough to keep going, right?
Yeah, we get enough downloads, I think.
You know, I thought it was really cool. I was on my iPod the other day, and I was on iTunes, and I decided in the search to type in Stephen King. Guess which popped up? The Nowhere Mulberry Book Club show. Awesome.
Now that's awesome.
Totally cool.
Maybe Stephen King will, like, search himself on iTunes and see this and go, I should listen to these guys.
Totally. That would be so cool. Maybe it'll be impressive that when we're done with the whole series and then someone looks and they're going, holy shit, someone did shows on every book. That's what I can't wait for, us to have that just whole, like, that library of Dark Tower books. That'll be so cool.
The Dark Tower.
Wow.
Right, Steven?
Right.
Wow, Steven.
I was wondering if he would say yes. But he changed it up with right.
Oh, hey, Steven.
Hey.
Steven, worst guest ever.
That's a great thing.
We're losing listeners on Ustream.
We're like, who's this guest they have on here? He doesn't bring anything to the table, man. Ah, no, Steven's our buddy. Thanks for joining us, Steven, on the phone, huh?
Thanks for having me.
Isn't technology amazing?
It really is.
No.
Oh.
It is, Steven.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Steven, you know what's funny?
Steven's jaded. He works with it every day.
As a present, I got you this nice bottle of Rockstar energy drink to drink on the show so you'd have energy. So.
You better know. Now shove it straight up your ass.
Oh, my Lord.
What's with that man and shoving things up?
Obsessed asses. With ass play.
We're headed to the pooper fast.
That lady's... you know what? They should date each other.
They should. They're both very poop-centric.
They're very into the ass play.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
Hello,
they might
ladies.
Be scat fans.
Gross. I'm the scat man.
I'm the scat fan.
Would you like some ice cream, duck? Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I'm just punching some holes in some paper here.
That doesn't sound like a paper.
Did you guys notice Gordon Ramsay in his office? I was like, I wonder if those are fake hollow books behind him. He had like little books and stuff stacked up. And I was like, those are like blank pieces of paper in those books.
They probably are show books.
You know what? We've got to always have Gordon Ramsay shows here. Please tell me Kitchen Nightmares is coming back. Is it?
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh, I can't wait, because that show's such a train wreck. And you know what? I was looking on Hulu to see if they had any. They have, like, every Kitchen Nightmares on there, and they call it Season 1. So it's like 22 episodes. So it's actually, yeah. They just split like the two seasons and called it one season. I think it's weird, but
well, I think it was actually just one season. They just split it.
Did you know that the finale got huge ratings too? I mean, just huge. No. So
the Hell's Kitchen finale?
Yeah. It was nice. Awesome. It was really cool. And I think it's because of Dave.
It's the only thing on Tuesday nights.
Well, I think everybody just got behind Dave.
I've got so much heart and soul.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Dave, you sound like you're getting a little cocky there. I wouldn't do that, okay?
Simple cooking is best.
Exactly. That's what you need to stick with, all right? But I don't know. Just don't have Robert on your team anymore because I think he was trying to sabotage you.
I have confidence in Robert.
Nah, he's not listening.
That's misplaced confidence.
You don't cross the line, my friend.
It's good to see that Robert got in shape, though, since he left the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
he's really started to work out.
He went right to the gym.
I think the first thing he says is, get my fat ass off this truck. It's like, oh, okay. So, Bill, how many people are in the chat room right now?
Four.
Hey, four people in the chat room.
Frito, Freightmont, Rowdy.
Whoa. That sounds like a lot more than four, Bill. I think you're wrong.
No, it's four.
Hello, chat room. That sounds more like 400.
It sounds like there's a woman in there, too, somewhere.
You're right. Females! Woo!
What?
They are whores.
Who's whores? All right, everybody, let's end the show. See you later.
The night is not over yet.
Oh. Bye, Steven.
Yes, it is, Dave.
Goodbye, Steven.
Goodbye, guys.
Thanks for bringing the funny tonight, Steven.
The wrong probe.
Now this is podcasting.
Casting.
Every day.